3, 2, 1. Transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
All right. Let's begin again.
Kevin and,
Bean?
Bean.
Yeah, we're new.
We never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses. So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
What are you talking about?
Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, or 110 miles an hour and get promoted up the hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along.
What are you talking about?
I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Roll another one.
Does smell pot.
Just like the other one.
Wait and bang.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Man, I'm so high.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Yeah, Larry?
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Roll another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
This one seems to be about 10 minutes.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
I don't have another cent.
You know what I love? I love Oreo cookies.
What was that?
That's not pot.
Just pass it around.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
I'm so high.
I'll just pass it on down.
And now,
Kevin and me. Your show is so much cooler when I'm high.
Our feature presentation.
That is what we'd like to suggest.
Absolutely.
If you don't find the show funny, smoke out.
You're not doing it right.
And then maybe it will be. Mm-hmm. We're not guaranteeing
That's how we get through every morning.
We're not guaranteeing anything, but we think it might help.
Sure.
That's all. I love the Larry King is drunk tape. That's the best thing ever.
I can't decide whether he's drunk or just exhausted and rambling. I can't decide.
Sounds like he's both to me. It sounds like he's exhausted and rambling, but he's had a few glasses of wine or whatever it is he drinks.
Taking a couple of shots before the show,
or something. I don't know. But I'm obsessed with Larry King now because he's gotten so bad.
I know. Yeah.
He worked that overnight shift like midnight to 6 a.m. for 30 years.
Something like that.
Something like that. Yep. Overnights forever.
Talk about paying your dues.
Yeah. And then he got the show on CNN, and now he's crazy. Here's him with Kid Rock.
Ride my go-karts.
What kind of car is that?
Which car?
That race car. What is that?
Those are go-karts.
What's with the pole?
What do you mean? You don't have one in your house?
No. How do you use it?
But you know why the pole's in the house, right?
Do you slide down the pole?
Hell no.
No. So you always work with a hat on?
Yeah, usually.
Ever take it off on stage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want me to take my hat off?
Yeah,
are you getting that?
You look biblical. Wait a minute. Hold it. You're blonde. I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you.
I look forward to meeting you.
That's the best way an interview has ever ended.
I look forward to meeting you. Oh, that's the best.
Where were you when John passed?
When John passed, I was in Sussex, at my home in Sussex. That was just the shock of all shocks, you know.
George, where were you?
George?
No, this is Ringo.
Ringo, where were you?
I was in the Bahamas.
I was getting to it when George
I was.
No, you weren't, Larry.
Shut up, it's my turn.
I know, but you got your name wrong.
I know,
on
give
national
him
television.
A break.
When Ringo Starr is trying to give you a break because you called him the wrong Beatle name.
That's
time
sad.
To retire.
There's only two left, Larry. It's not that hard to keep them straight.
Two dead, I mean, two left.
We're not asking you to identify all the members of the House of Representatives by sight, okay? There's two guys. They're pretty famous.
He's kind of the me of TV. That's why I like him so much, I think.
Oh, he's not that bad. Come on. Let's not insult the man. Hey, can I just say, I know the Olympics are underway. I know the opening ceremony is happening right now.
Yes.
I know. It's weird. You'd think that NBC would have promoted it. They need to stop it with the Tibet nonsense, though, right? Can they just... Look, I know it may be serious. I don't really follow it. But just stop it with the Tibet. I'm tired of the Tibet already. This is... The Olympics have been going on for 30 minutes. I'm already tired of the Tibet.
Well, how? What are they doing? What are you talking about?
Because of China having the Olympics, a lot of people are using it as the opportunity to protest and march and speak and get the word out. You know, the spotlight is already on China, so people are taking advantage of that to use it against China, of course. And I just, I don't care about Tibet for the next 2 weeks, and I don't want to see it every 5 seconds on my TV. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Bean hates Tibet.
Tibet, stop it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
all right, you
Tibet's
lost.
Tibet's not really doing anything. I don't think
it's Tibet. You lost is Bean's
You lost.
Answer.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, you just have to go, you know what? We suck. We lost.
Yeah, perhaps an army.
It's just, I don't know. I think I saw one of the news stories this morning was some big march in L.A. yesterday, Westlake Village or something like that. About the Tibet. And then all these people in all these people in China sitting around with their legs folded, lighting candles. Just stop it. All right.
Just for 2 weeks, though. After that, it's fine. You just don't want to see it every minute of every day.
I think there's so much more of it now because the Olympics are going on. And I think, you know, to go back to the regular annoyance instead of just the super annoyance after the Olympics.
Yeah, you might need to pay less attention.
Yeah, because I don't think it's going to stop, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, they need to stop. At some point, don't you give up?
Well, I don't think so.
Give up. Do what I do.
Give up
Quit.
Your freedom?
I mean, I don't think so.
You've never been in that situation. You don't know.
But he knows that if he was, he would quit.
I know he'd quit, too.
Yeah.
Come on. How bad could it be? Come on, Tibet. Cheer up.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Thank God Bean took care of that.
Oh, when I'm running things, man, that's how it's going to be. I'm going to be like, all right, what's next on the agenda? Tibet? Oh, that we're done with that. Move on. Just forget it. That's over.
You
Case
lost.
Closed.
Throw up your hands and move on.
You lost. Exactly. So just stop it. That's the word
t-shirts.
I have for you.
We t-shirts. Need to stand aside from across from the protesters with t-shirts that say, Tibet, just cheer up.
Cheer up.
That's what we need.
Don't be so glum. Why so glum?
Why so glum?
Exactly. All right, let's make a note. We got to add that to the K-Rock store. I like it.
Friday the 8th of...
Before you move on, I was thinking yesterday, I don't know who that young lady is who provided our August sound effect, but don't you think it would be cool to have listeners, if they'd like to be the August sound effect, maybe leave it on the Afro line?
Sure. Absolutely.
Because we could always rotate. If you have always wanted to be a part of the Kevin and Bean Show and you want to be the new August, then I would say at some point when you think of it, call 323-520-AFRO and leave it for us, and maybe we'll work you into the rotation.
You don't even have to be hot. You just have to sound hot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's really it.
Mike really liked it when Bean did it live yesterday.
Yeah, I know. That was awesome. I was just going to say Psycho Mike is going to look for guys. I figured that.
Sure.
But I think
first thing he thought of is that, ooh, guys are going to be groaning on the Afro line. I'm in.
Yeah. I think we'd prefer girls if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, that's the Kevin and Bean casting call this morning. All right. If you want to be the new August voice.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. Petros Papadakis will be here.
Oh, good.
Got a lot to talk to him about.
No kidding.
Brett Favre.
Yeah. The Olympics.
The Olympics. Manny Ramirez. Got a lot of sports to talk.
I saw that Brett Favre, who already has the best-selling NFL jersey of all time, sold over 3,200 Jets jerseys in the first 24 hours that they were after the announcement.
Wow.
Over 3,200.
And football is back, which I'm very excited by.
Yeah.
This is great. There are football games every day. There were some yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Yep. My Arizona Cardinals got trounced.
Yes.
Right on. Today, by the way, tonight, opening ceremonies. Maybe you should flip over to another channel and watch some Raiders 49ers football. Same time.
Hey, I got Seahawks Vikings at the same time, too, by the way.
See, there you go. And then there's games tomorrow. Happy. Oh, it's just so good to have football back. Also on today's show, we are going to do the grand prize drawing for the Foo Fighters and the Harley Davidson.
Oh, okay.
So you get a brand new Harley and you get to ride with the Foo Fighters.
Pretty cool.
That's not bad. Let's see. They're eating penis in China?
Yeah.
I don't know if you
did that in West Hollywood. What are you talking about?
If you followed this at all, but it's considered a specialty item. They pay extra and they eat the penis of every animal that's available.
I read this book called The Last Chinese Chef. I just finished it. And it's a lot about the cooking in China and the stuff they eat.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's crazy.
Penis is, like, not even the worst of it.
Well, I know, but that's
as far as we want to go. But it's the funniest of it.
Yeah.
I saw a story on the news where they were in one of those markets where they sell the fresh food, and scorpions are very, very popular. Scorpions on a stick.
Yep.
People are just walking down the street eating a scorpion.
Yep.
Like a churro.
Yeah.
Search. Go to YouTube and just search China Eat Penis. Just search something like that, and you'll see 200 things where people are going, what's that? It's a donkey. Wow!
I believe China Eat Penis was also the name of her movie. I don't know if you remember the rest of it.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that today and give you some more details, which I'm sure you don't want. And we'll check in with our correspondent from China as well.
Oh, great.
Look at us.
Very excited to actually have one. And in the 6 o'clock hour, also secrets that you regret telling anyone.
Holla!
Bless that. Okay. Ralph will be coming up next with the showbiz.
Ralph is coming in here to save this show, though. I think this show faltered a little bit out of the gate, but now he's going to come along and he's just going to give it that injection it needs.
No pressure.
No pressure there.
Yeah, really.
All right. Time for Ralph to save the show. Here we go.
Like one of those pitchers they bring in, right? Isn't that what happens in baseball?
Yes,
bring a pitcher
yes.
to save the,
bring a
the game.
A closer. Yeah.
A closer. Yeah.
We're bringing you in, though, with the bases loaded and no outs.
Great.
So,
thanks.
Good luck.
I got to throw the heat.
And Manny Ramirez is at the plate.
Before we get started,
yes.
can I just get this off my chest? I wasn't even going to bring it up, but here's the thing about me. I got kind of a pet peeve that every year at Christmas, I know it's hard for me to complain about something, but every year at Christmas, I get inundated with cards from people who insist on sending me pictures of their kids for Christmas.
Right.
And it comes in a little photograph Christmas card. And I'm like, okay, look, your kids are cute. I guess they're your kids. I'm sure you adore them, whatever. For me, not so much of a thrill to get pictures of your kids at Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just seems to me to be, I don't know, it bugs because somehow they're trying to tell me that that's as important to me as it is to them. And, like, I know it's your family and Christmas time and blah, 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 you know, whatever. But I get him, and I suck it up, and I suck it up, and that's Christmas. Fine.
You know it's August, right?
I do know it's August.
Okay.
That's why I was surprised yesterday when I got in the mail the Kevin Ryder, Here Are My Kids, Happy Summer card.
No.
Happy Summer with photos of Kevin's kids playing in the pool. You've got to be effing kidding me. Now I gotta suck it up in the summertime?
I forgot to take you off the list.
Not even for a holiday? It's not even a holiday. It's a happy summer card. Now look more at my kids.
I think my wife got
tired. What's wrong with you?
I think my wife got tired of sending them out at Christmas time, so she's decided to do it in the
summer.
So now I
gotta deal with it in the summertime.
All right, hang on. Let me make a note. Send extra cards.
The only respite is the rest of the year, especially summer, where you don't have to put up with that.
And extra card to Ralph.
Happy summer. Now look more at my kids.
Happy summer isn't even a thing, by the way. It's not even like hanging on Happy Labor Day or
even
happy
Hallmark
Fourth of July.
Doesn't have cards for that.
There's That's no true. Such thing as happy summer.
What are you doing?
Well, you know it's not me. You know it's my wife, but she.
Don't you have any say in what goes on in that household at all?
Well, most people aren't most people aren't
Stop
as annoyed by that as you are.
Or they don't say that they're as annoyed as I do.
It's possible.
They're not as vocal.
Well, no one's as vocal, let's be honest.
About the happy summer, Here My Kids card.
Ralph could be speaking for the silent majority. That's true.
I could be.
Send one to Ralph each month.
And by the way, I don't think my parents have my new address yet. Somehow, Kevin's family got the new address, and the happy summer card showed up bright and early on my doorstep.
Funny.
You're welcome.
Happy summer sounds like a bad translation of a clothing company from Chinese. Like, the Chinese kids will wear, like, happy summer fun club.
I wear happy summer jeans. Yeah, it was.
So you're excited?
It was the highlight of my day.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Hey, they've got the Halloween card in production right now. You'll be getting that one soon.
Look, she's a witch. My daughter's cute.
See, now you know that I'm going to have to do that.
And every
just
time
for you.
You do,
just
we
for you.
Will talk All about right. it. Because it's just got to be stopped.
See, what's August? Oh, you just got that one today. Yesterday.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what anything September. Is, apparently. I can just get a card from your family for any reason.
Happy September.
Happy living. Happy oxygen. Happy Earth is Spinning Day. Madness must be stopped. Speaking of things that must be stopped, already they're speculating who the next contestants are going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, come on.
How has this become a point of conversation where now we're trying to speculate and guess? We can't even wait for them to tell us. We have to try.
This isn't who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of the candidates. This is a freaking reality show that's on next year.
People are speculating on who will be the next contestants on Dancing with the Stars.
So this isn't even the announcement.
No, these are people trying to say, "Oh, I bet I can guess."
Come on.
Miami Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino.
Oh,
his name has been bandied about.
Fingers crossed. That would be so great.
Singer with a delicate heart, Toni Braxton. Would be fun to see her doing the jitterbug.
I hope they pick her.
I do too. Just so I can watch
her clutch
her chest and go down.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Really? In the mix. She may be going head to head against her mom, Kris Jenner, they say.
Giant size cans.
Imagine Kardashian in those outfits they make them wear for those dance numbers.
Oh my God.
You see the new bikini shots of her, by the way, right?
Have I ever?
Unbelievable.
She's just hot.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Florence Henderson of the Brady Bunch. Got to throw an old broad in there. Lance Bass of NSYNC.
Oh!
Sure. Throw a young broad in there.
That's right. Ty Murray. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Sure.
He's a rodeo guy, apparently.
Married to Jewel.
Just got married to Jewel. They just eloped to the Bahamas Thursday.
But they've been together forever, right?
I mean, that's 10 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And Vice President Dan Quayle.
Are you serious?
That's what they're saying. Yeah, that's a possibility.
No way.
So put your wagers down now.
I'd like to see Homer Simpson on that.
You got
show.
the office pool. By the way, apparently Tyra Reid was lobbying hard for the role.
Yeah.
But she's been denied several times, according to insiders, because she's not family friendly. Kim Kardashian humped a dude on TV.
I saw it.
It's a good point.
That happened. How is she family friendly? Tyra Reid, all she did was flash her boob on the red carpet a couple times and
by
get
accident.
Loaded.
Accidentally.
By accident.
Yeah.
And she has a few shooters once in a while.
It may be the drinking thing.
She goes home and has a few shooters and she comes back. She's not the same lady.
Not the same woman. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, has Mr. Shatner ever been a contestant on that program? It seems like he'd be a great choice.
I don't believe he has.
I don't think he has the stamina for that
How
show.
Dare you?
I don't know,
have
man.
Have you guys seen him?
Yes,
he
I have.
Like he's in pretty good shape.
He's quite the athlete, Lisa.
Yeah.
He's a professional bull roper or something. He does something
saw
with horses.
At the Amundsen about 6 months ago. He seemed confused as to where he was.
How dare you?
Well, you know, it's not a spelling bee, Lisa.
You
it's a dancing contest.
You have to dances, and you have to work 8 hours
no,
a day.
No, you just let him go. Just
he
let
would
him go.
Die.
Just,
you do not want to kill
I
the man.
I want to see him do improvisational dancing. Interpretive dance from the chat. Shia LaBeouf may pay a price for the rest of his life for the accident he got into while under the influence.
Uh-oh.
Sources are telling Star Magazine that the actor may lose his left pinky finger because his hand was so traumatized in the accident.
My God.
So, I hope that's not the case. It is the Star Magazine, so take it with a grain of salt, but that would be bad if it happens.
Doesn't seem excellent.
Morgan Freeman's out of the hospital. Just got released yesterday after his car accident. He released a statement, thanks to his PR people. He said, "I'm doing very well. I feel really good. I just really, really thank the staff at the hospital in Memphis and my many, many well-wishers. It's great to know people care about you." So hopefully he's doing well. The hospital he was in Memphis, by the way, is Elvis Presley Hospital.
Sure.
Can you imagine the drugs that you can get at Elvis Presley Hospital? They must have a giant pharmacy. And all they serve you is a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Sure. Of course.
I got to imagine, I mean, a guy like Morgan Freeman, he knows he has fans, but there must have been a huge outpouring for something like this because I think he really is a national treasure. A lot of people, I mean, he's a beloved celebrity, I think. He's one of those that everybody loves.
That's true. I absolutely agree. Jamie Lynn Spears took her daughter Maddie out on her first shopping trip this week. Where do you think they went shopping? You're Jamie Lynn Spears, your teenage white trash single mother. Where do you go shopping?
Rodeo Drive.
No.
Victoria's Secret.
No. Come on, people.
Is it more white trashy?
Yes, she's Louisiana Walmart.
Walmart.
Okay.
They went shopping in Macomb, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. At the Walmart there.
Well, that's all they got there.
Then went to the Burger Basket for lunch.
Oh, my God.
Burger Basket.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like a like a Peter Griffin comedy restaurant on The Family Guy.
Wow.
Well, we're going to the Burger Basket. Jamie Lynn, by the way, everyone's talking about how she, her body has bounced back since
Thank
she had
God.
The baby. She's 12! It's the great thing about being a teenage mom.
Yeah, sure.
You bounce back really quickly. Most teenage moms don't even know they had the baby. They're at the prom and they find it in the toilet. Just saying.
That's a good point.
No major achievement for a teenager's body to bounce back after she has a baby.
It's news if it doesn't.
That's right.
She's 50.
Let's not talk about that. Speaking of which, Miley Cyrus is in the news.
Thank God.
She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap.
All right. Giving an interview. What's that? Who's the woman behind him when he's saying that?
He's on the phone talking to someone.
She goes,
Can we hear that again? Listen closely.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV when they showed her concert. And I used the old-fashioned regular 3D glasses. I didn't go out and get the special ones.
Uh-huh.
And the regular 3D glasses actually worked. And it was really good. She was like, she was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically.
Wow.
And she's hosting, I guess, the award, the teen awards.
That's on the phone? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
like somebody standing behind her or something. Yeah.
No, you've never heard that call that he does for
Dude.
4 days to England?
I've never heard his show once.
He talks to her, and it's like she's never had a conversation before, and it's like he's never had a conversation before. So he says things, and then she says things kind of unrelated, and then they talk over each other. It's the most awkward thing ever.
And he does it every time.
Yeah. I might have to start listening.
It doesn't get any better? Uh-huh. Oh, God, no.
That sounds great.
It's worse.
And I don't want to break anyone's bubble.
Uh-oh. Wait, was there a Miley Cyrus story you were going to do?
Oh, didn't I do it?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh. She has finally given an interview about her relationship with Nick Jonas. Finally, we know what went on there.
Okay. Tell me, Ralph.
Apparently, Lisa.
Yeah.
She says that the two of them were boyfriend and girlfriend since the day they met.
Shut up.
Although they never went public with their relationship. So all that time we were speculating about Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas being a couple, they were, but they just never said it publicly. I knew it. I knew it. I told people no one would listen. I said, Miley and Nick are definitely a couple.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
She said they were very much in love, and he was her everything for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're 12. No one cares about your love life. Unless it's my daughter, I don't want to hear about any 12-year-old's love life and how much she loves her boyfriend.
Giddy up.
After they broke up, she said she dyed her hair dark because Nick always liked her highlights. Screw this story. Screw the people who asked her and screw her for telling.
Not interested.
You were 12.
Exciting story.
No wonder.
Kevin, are you
going to
be sending out photos of Miley and Nick?
I am.
Is that gonna make sure that everybody on the list gets one?
Miley and Nick breakup day.
That's right.
Giddy up.
All right, I don't have time yet, but when I come back in an hour, I'm going to give you the list of the top Hollywood homewreckers, women who have gotten between celebrities and their wives. It's an interesting list. I think you'll enjoy it. So come back in an hour, won't you? Or stick around, even.
Sure.
There's other stuff between now and then that you might enjoy.
It could be good.
But you advise people to only listen to the last 10 minutes of each hour,
well,
right,
that's
Ralph?
The only part I can control. I can't control what you people do, obviously. Or else I wouldn't be getting cards and say, happy summer. There's the kids swimming.
Send a bunch more.
Don't send anyone anymore.
Now, your kids aren't mermaids or anything cool, are they, Kevin? I mean, how is that action shot selected?
They're just kids on the beach swimming. I mean, they're cute kids, don't get me wrong. They're very attractive children. They should be in a catalog or something. They should have a career as teen models.
Just not in your house?
Just not in my house so much. Come into my mailbox. Just say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dustin Hoffman is 71 years old. How good does he look for 71?
He looks real good.
Dude has always looked young. You know when he did his big breakthrough movie, The Graduate? He was playing a 21-year-old, a college graduate. He was like 32 or something.
Really?
Yeah,
really? Wow.
Wow.
Larry Wilcox.
You know why?
Chips.
Black don't crack. That's why.
Good point. It's a good point, Kevin. He's not black.
Oh.
Kevin's confused.
Sorry. Larry Wilcox. John from Chips. Punch and John.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that guy?
He's a rodeo dude now.
He is.
Giddy up.
He's got a ranch and he raises horses and stuff.
Nice.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Come on.
How often
strong
does that have a dual
that was
use?
Strong. He's 61. Guitarist The Edge of U2 is 47. Cool Moe Dee.
Yeah.
is 46, and Tommy Linton, guitarist for Jimmy Eat World, turns 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, we've given away a lot of things over the years on the Kevin and Bean Show, but I think this is the first time we've ever given away a brand new Harley Davidson motorcycle. Not only do you get the bike and get to keep it, you get to ride it with Foo Fighters celebrating their upcoming concert in Pomona. So that's going to be next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right, so there's a bunch of tension on China right now because of the Olympics. They start tonight, I guess, the opening ceremony show on TV, 7 o'clock. Also a football game one, by the way. And one of the things that people are a little surprised by is the fact that they eat the penis of every animal that's alive.
They do.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
It's considered expensive, good food. And so some of the reporters that are going over there are, you know, trying some of it and then reporting back.
Feeling a little bit hungry? So where else do you go to? But your local penis restaurant.
Inside Chinese culture, ox penis is said to be very good for women's skin.
Ox penis.
Oh, women's skin?
Yes,
really?
If you eat that, your skin is supposed to be
It's quite fatty. Very soft. This is a sheep penis. It's not my kind of meal, but thousands of Chinese pay big bucks for this sort of food. What we have here is donkey penis. And appropriately, at this time of the Olympics, donkey penis is supposed to impart to you powers of speed and energy and turn you into a great athlete. So, down the hatch for the last time. That's going down okay. I don't mind that.
Yeah, he didn't mind the donkey, but there were the other ones were not very tasty.
Donkey penis must be going like hotcakes.
Got to make you a better athlete?
Yeah.
Here's this is a dumb question. I did not see this story, so I don't know if this was addressed or not. But do they eat other parts of a donkey also? I don't think I've ever heard of donkey being on a menu. Or is it just the penis? I mean, they don't have to kill a whole donkey just for a penis, do they?
I don't have the answer to that.
That is a good question.
Although I do know from this next piece that the donkey penis is intact because they show it.
Oh.
And it's amazing. Oh. It's like my arm.
I don't think they waste any part of any animal. I got to be honest. I'm guessing the whole donkey gets eaten.
This is being here. I, of course, have a donkey. I've had a donkey for 15 years. And even being used to him, I am still in awe when he unfurls that. I mean, it really is impressive.
And when does he do
does
that?
Does it hurt?
Exactly.
Not just looking at it, no.
What animal is it?
It's a donkey's.
A donkey?
Yes.
Well, I can tell he wasn't Jewish.
Joking aside, what I couldn't quite understand was why anyone would ever want to eat a penis. For dinner, anyway.
We Chinese have this deep belief that if you eat certain animal's part,
yeah,
will be good for the cooking part of human.
I see.
So what she's saying is that if you eat that part of the animal, that will increase the part on the human being.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like superstition.
They got a lot of stuff like that.
And then he says,
that's not going down my throat.
Yep.
Well done.
That's what she said. Well, we asked producer Alex to line us up an expert because clearly none of us have ever tried the sheep or the donkey or the deer or the ox penis. And I think we have a Chinese nutritionist on the line named Wang Hung Lo. Good morning, Wong.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
I am excellent.
Excellent.
Now, how it says, are you?
Good. Well, thank
very,
you.
Very good.
Good.
Congratulations on your Olympics this year. Now, are
thank
you in you. China right now?
I am. I am in Beijing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Very exciting for you. And you heard, while you were on hold, you heard the news piece about the foreign journalist trying penis in your city.
Yes, penis very popular for eating here in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
We also eat the testicles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting the same response from other people that you're getting from us, which is it's a little shocking?
It's not shocking.
It's not. I mean, to us it is, because we don't eat
well, you are missing out on all the nutritionist of it.
The nutritionist?
Yes.
Of it?
It's full of protein. Mmm, protein.
Oh, I don't know why I'm getting wigged out by Mr. Lowe here.
Sometimes you need to work to get the protein out.
Oh, come on.
In the way that you cook it.
Oh.
But it's good for skin.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you live long time.
Right.
And it also give you many properties in the bedroom that can be very handy.
I see.
And if you eat donkey penis, you can have much speed and strength.
Mm-hmm.
because you know how fast donkeys are.
Oh, they're blazing fast.
They're like gazelles leaping through the field. Magic, speedy donkeys.
What is the most popular penis?
I have to say donkey.
Donkey, okay.
For me personally, I love donkey.
Well, I was asking about, you know, customers.
I love donkey penis.
Right.
Yeah, we
I love a large donkey penis.
Right.
And
right,
the darker right, the penis, the more effective it is for good health.
I see. Okay.
So I like black penis. I like big black penis, like donkey penis.
Donkey penis. How is that prepared exactly?
Well, you can slice it like this.
Oh, God.
See, you fillet it like this, and then you can grill it almost like a bacon when you cook it.
Like bacon, okay.
But me personally, I like it whole.
Is that right?
Oh. Oh.
Okay. You know,
right now.
Giddy up.
He's having some on the phone. Hey, Wong?
World. Mm-hmm.
Please don't talk with your mouth full. Wong?
You make me gag.
All right. I'm uncomfortable with this conversation. Petros Papadakis is going to be joining us later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show to talk about all things sports, including Manny, including the Olympics, including Brett Favre, everything else that's going on. And, of course, that grand prize drawing for the new motorcycle coming up next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, is this advice we're giving people? Don't do this? Is that what we're saying?
No. Well, I think what we want people to do is call in and tell us the things that they regret.
Yes.
Maybe people can learn from it, but things that you regret that you told somebody else.
I have learned from this. Someone was trying to pry a secret out of me the other day. Never going to happen.
Really?
Not ever.
What kind of secret?
Can't tell.
A
never going to tell.
What?
But in what world? Like, is it in the work world? Sex world? What's
the
world?
Secret?
Yeah.
Just in embarrassing things.
Stupid
world.
Thing you did?
I'm not telling
that
anything.
That you were embarrassed by?
But, and this is a person very, very close to me. Never going to tell.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Something that you did that you were embarrassed by?
Mm-hmm.
The problem
when did
is
this thing happen? Hold on, Kevin. We're not done here.
Right? I'm not telling.
But wait,
I have learned because I told something else and it came back in a funny way, but this one, I don't ever want to hear about
In what 5 years? Was it the last 5 years?
No.
5 years before that?
Before that.
Okay, good.
No. No. Is
were
it
you
bigger
naked?
Than a bread basket?
Was it something when you were naked?
I'm not telling anyone.
Did it have anything to do with us?
No.
Okay, good.
That's it. Move on.
Zeroing in. Okay.
Nothing is leaving my
was
lips.
Was it at home?
I'm not.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
Were you
and
with
yes.
a dog?
She was at home and by herself.
And that's it.
Okay.
Were you with a dog?
That really is it.
Well, that's not it. Clearly.
No, that's it. No, I mean. I mean, that's
well, there's
all
nothing
telling.
Embarrassing about being at home by yourself, Lisa. Come on.
You're right. I don't know why I was so embarrassed.
Oh, stop it.
So the point is that there are things that for whatever reason you feel like you should tell someone, and maybe it's best sometimes not to have told them.
Yeah, maybe you want to clear the air or just get it out of the way. It's bothering you.
Or you didn't
or
realize. Or you didn't realize that you should be embarrassed by it, but after you told, like this Afro call from yesterday, you realize that maybe you made a mistake.
Hey, can you guys do a topic on secrets you shouldn't have never told your friends? I have a friend, and he told me that his wife and child were out of the house, and he was flipping the stations, and ended up watching the Traveling Pants movie. Then he told me that he cried, and I'm not sure what I was supposed to do with that, except mock him mercilessly. And now that the sequel's coming out, of course, I've done nothing but mock him about that. So, yeah, I just thought that might be an interesting topic.
Yeah, you don't want to tell people that your wife and kid were out of the house and you watched the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants and cried.
Kevin, what was the movie?
King Kong.
It was King Kong. King Kong, Kevin made an offhanded remark the weekend it came out that he saw it. He was sad for the monkey and he cried. And in retrospect, you probably shouldn't have said anything because we've made fun of you for crying at King Kong 1,000 times since then.
Yeah.
And money, didn't he cry at an ice skating movie?
No.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Which ice skating movie?
I forget what it was.
What's it called, Mike? You know what it is.
The Will Ferrell one?
No. It wasn't
this
a funny one.
Dave will know, too. This
what
is the one
about?
That...
Wait.
Money.
Money cried...
Ice Princess, wasn't it?
Ice Princess.
Princess.
That was it.
Yes. Yes. That's
cried.
Way worse than me.
I don't know.
Come on.
Way
yeah,
worse
no one
than
even
me.
Died in that.
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number if you have something that you regret telling other people. Alex in Palos Verdes, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin V. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hello, Alex. You're my kind of guy.
I hope so. Anyways, so I was with this girl for about 6 months, and we were getting pretty comfortable with each other.
What about the butt?
let him tell the story.
All right. I figured I could tell her that I liked when she kind of played with my butt or
right.
Being around there.
We got
like,
it.
I think we get that, yeah.
But yeah, and that killed it, and she told all of her close friends.
No.
All out, and I haven't gotten laid in about a year and a half.
Oh, Alex!
How Lisa May, am I still your guy?
You're my guy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I say you're my guy. She's so close-minded.
Awesome.
So you broke up with her?
She broke up with him.
No, she broke up with me.
Because of that?
Yeah. I was like, why? Okay, then don't do it. Like, you don't have to do it. It's kind of one of those things that I mean, not like picking things up there, but just playing with it a little.
What about the butt?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and here you thought, hey, I've got this tight relationship that will benefit from
tight.
This honesty. And the last thing you expected is that it would have negative consequences.
Alex, are you ever going to tell a girl that again?
No.
Isn't that sad?
Like, but maybe she likes it too, and then I'll say, hey, well, kind of fun, both of us.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Alex would just be, trying to question all around it. So, what do you like around the ass area? Anything? He's going to get out of her first. All right, thank you for the call, Alex.
Not your fault, Alex. You didn't do anything wrong, but thanks for sharing it with us.
Hey, Alex, what's your last name?
Forget that.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. So you told someone, that's a perfect example, by the way. That's not even a secret, really. It's not even like the guy did anything or that he was embarrassed by anything. It was just he overshared, perhaps to the wrong person, the wrong information. But in retrospect, he looks back and goes, yeah, I probably shouldn't have mentioned that. That's what we're looking for. The stuff you maybe probably shouldn't have mentioned to somebody else is the call.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
I understand why you do it sometimes. You think you're just being honest. You think that's the best policy. And then afterwards you go, wow, maybe I shouldn't have said that to that person. And that's what we're talking about here this morning. Secrets you shouldn't have told or embarrassing events that you shouldn't have shared. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number on the Kevin DeBean Show.
All right. Let's go to Jeremy in Korea.
Is it Korea town?
Like the country, Korea?
Yes, South Korea.
Really?
I'm calling you from my computer, actually. It's Friday night in Korea, and I listen to you guys every night.
Wow.
Friday night, just got paid. Come on, who's
about
with
that?
That's
why is your phone connection better from freaking South Korea than someone who calls us from Culver City? What's going on? What kind of phone system do you have?
I'm calling from my laptop, actually.
So it's one of those Skype deals?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Wow. All right.
Cool. What is it that you told somebody that you, in retrospect, regret?
I told my brother, because I used to live in Orange County. That's how I was in a stockbroker for 7 years. And then when I saw the market turn, I decided to move to Korea to be a teacher. So I told my brother when I would go out to bars and party, I would do blow.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, I'm 27, my brother's 30, and my brother, who's 30, told my sister, who was 14, that I would do blow. And then my sister, who was 14, told my mom.
Of course.
Good
of course
times.
She did.
And how did she, how did mom respond? Well? Yeah, not so good.
My mom knows that I'm an addictive personality
right.
for alcohol and such things, so I assume that she had somewhat of an idea.
Are you drunk right now, Jeremy?
Say that again?
Are you drunk right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's what I thought. All right.
Because he sounds like me when I'm...
He does.
Jeremy, we would like to request that you frequently call us when you're listening on a Friday night from Korea. We've enjoyed talking to you.
Okay. Do that.
All right, Jeremy.
I look forward to doing that.
Very good. Thank you very much. All right. While we're on the international tip, why don't we go to Eddie on line one? He apparently is calling us from El Paso, Texas. I don't know what the hell is going on here this morning, but Eddie, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Eddie.
It's funny. People in Southern California, A, can't hear us. B, don't call us, but we're getting it from everywhere else. All right, Eddie.
I'm from L.A. I just flew in for a wedding this week.
Oh, okay. Good. Gotcha.
Tell us.
I regret telling you guys.
Uh-oh.
when I was a young tween that I practiced doing it with stuffed animals.
You're not stuffed animal boy, are you?
You didn't go there.
Are you stuffed animal boy?
Was.
Stuffed animal boy, B.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I remember
this dude went on the freak bus. Did you go on the freak bus?
No, that's not me.
Eddie. Yeah, I thought, because I was thinking that guy's name was Daniel, I thought, stuffed animal boy. I don't think this is the same dude.
No, it's another one. It was a few years ago, and because
hey, look, you're not alone in this, Daniel. Psycho Mike has made love to numerous stuffed animals over the years. I mean, that's not uncommon.
Couches, walls.
How did this come back to bite you in the ass, though, Eddie?
Well, after I called you guys in the morning, mm-hmm. you guys were doing it, what it do in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
A day later at work, someone brought up the word panda.
And you got a boner?
No.
Oh, no, someone had heard him on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, that's not fun.
Referring to pandas for at least a month.
Well, awesome. They did the right thing, Eddie.
Yeah, how could they not?
Telling you guys ever since.
Okay, now, do you still enjoy the occasional stuffed animal?
I enjoy my girlfriend better.
He moved on better, to
women. Yeah. Yeah, he moved on.
Better, which means still. She's alive. Well, so that far. Is good.
All right, Eddie, have fun this weekend in El Paso, the worst city in Texas. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's try Mondo, Monterey Park, line 8, please. Mondo, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's the secret you regret telling?
Morning, Kevin. Morning, hi. Bean. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Sadly, I made this mistake of telling this girl, well, we've been friends for a while, and I decided to tell her, well, we're like, hey, let's start dating. So we're talking about it and everything, and she's like a sexual predator. I'm not. I'm like, haven't been with a girl since I was a freshman. I haven't slept with a girl since I was a freshman. I was 14. I'm 25 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you skip the years of 14 to 25 and not have sex?
I watch a lot of movies, eat a lot of food.
Wow! Okay.
So
you couldn't see it or reach it?
I was just being honest because, you know, we're talking about it and, you know, I was going to come up. I'm like, yeah, so. I'm like, when's the last time? Yeah, so it was like, oh, 2 months. So I was like, oh, well, it's been since high school for me.
Yeah, never say that.
Oh.
Yeah, and it got really quiet and then.
Yeah, that's a turnoff for a woman, right, Lise?
Yeah. I mean, that just puts a big old L on your forehead.
I mean, I don't want to present myself as filet mignon, give her, like, rump roast or something.
Sure, yeah. But you also didn't need to be that honest,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you could just say, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
2 months, yeah, wow, I know what that feels like. That's all.
I mean, you're practically a virgin again at that point.
Oh, thank you.
That is true. You grow back into a virgin. 10 years, you go right back into a virgin.
So much better about myself, guys.
Well,
Mondo, did you guys have sex?
What?
Did you guys have sex?
Oh, no. It ended after that.
It ended!
Oh.
No.
No,
I mean, she said, no, thank you.
Anything. I was just like, you know, negotiations. Hey, we should start dating. Okay. Conversation. So, when was the last time? 10 years.
Yeah. That's,
okay, don't do that.
That's
again.
A bad negotiating tactic.
Yeah.
Hey, I know it's off topic and you've already answered our question that made you call, but what do you think the problem is? I mean, it's not because you're a fat ass and watches TV all day, right? I mean, that's what you're doing because you don't have a girlfriend. What do you think's going on with you, Mondo?
Oh, well, first of all, I don't watch TV. I watch DVDs.
DVDs, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a difference.
Sure.
huge difference. I think I'm starting to learn why Mondo can't get a woman.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Okay. Anyway. No, it was just, it's just pretty much that, well, first of all, there's a distance thing, and, you know, we are different people. I just think that was just kind of like, let's give it a shot, and that was just...
I'm not just talking about her. I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about, in general, the thousands of women you've met over the last 11 years, none of whom would have sex with you. You should be able to accidentally fall into a woman in 11 years, dude.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
All right. Thanks
never
for calling.
Getting an answer.
Don't know.
I think we've learned what Mondo's problem is. I say we end it there. I don't know that I need to talk to Keith in Riverside, although I appreciate his call very much.
We can't. We can't put that on the air. The FCC is banning us from doing that.
Sorry.
But don't tell other people where fingers have been. Is that generic enough?
Yeah.
All right. Kind of a bonus on that song. We stopped it accidentally, so we started it again.
Well, that was nice of you.
Hey, real quick before Ralph shows up with the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, producer Lightning, a former producer Lightning, now working with K-Rock.
Yeah, great.
just keep starting it over
again.
And over.
Again.
We've heard it.
Sorry.
We've exited.
All right, sorry. Former producer Lightning, now content director at KROQ.com, did another tremendous job on the latest KROQ Cribs, which is, you know, ripped right out of MTV. And this is where we go to people's houses. We've been to, I think we've done Doto's house. I think we've done Dewan's house. Who else have we done? The latest one is Sustainable Dave. That one is up there as of yesterday. If you've not yet seen this, you can see Sustainable Dave and the crazy way that he lives. And that's worth checking out. But all the time, he's putting new stuff up at KROQ.com. You really ought to check it out if you don't go to the website very often.
That dude, Sustainable Dave, we should call him like every month because he doesn't throw away any trash.
That's what I heard.
Crazy.
Yeah.
No one lives like that.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
We may need a new host, though. I don't know if you've seen Mike's performance on the Cribs yet. But
I have not seen this particular one.
We may need to look for some new talent. I'm just suggesting.
That's good, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe we should put it up on MakePsychoMikeStop.com.
Got to talk to that guy.
Yeah, we got to talk to that guy who's created a website to get Psycho Mike off our show.
Apparently, if we keep employing Mike, we hate the troops. I'm not sure I get the combination there, but that's how it works, I guess.
It's obvious.
All right, 651. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I got an email here from a listener, Heather, and she makes a good point. Ralph, because I was talking earlier today about how Kevin sent me a happy summer card with pictures of his kids frolicking in the water on him. I don't know why, but I got that. Why are we so negative, Ralph? Here's a thought. Instead of getting mad every time Kevin sends you pictures of his children, why don't you do something positive? Forward the cards to Rodney.
How dare you?
He's got a point.
Heather's
got a point. I should pay it forward.
You don't have a soul. You should
probably appreciate that. Kevin, I want to get you a little something. I got a gift here from AMC. I thought you would appreciate it. It is the limited package edition of the entire first season of Mad Men, season one, on DVD.
Oh, fantastic.
It comes in a giant Zippo lighter.
How about that?
And you can watch every episode of Mad Men. You can catch up, Kevin, because there are only about two episodes into the new season. So
caller 20 up. Right now.
No, you need to watch it.
What?
Oh, best show on TV right now. Best show on TV right now, Mad Men, AMC, Mad Men. Watch it this weekend.
Do I have to watch it right now?
This weekend.
Okay.
See every episode this weekend. Insist.
I know we touched on it briefly yesterday. I don't know why Kevin hates the Mad Men. It's like we're putting a chocolate milkshake in front of him saying, seriously, it's great. Just try it. He's like, nope, I don't want to do that chocolate milkshake. That sounds ooey.
The glass looks like it's from the 60s. So I can't drink any of that milkshake. That's what he says.
Just doesn't interest me.
I don't care how much any of you in the audience love the Dark Knight movie. Or Batman Begins.
Okay.
The chances are there's a dude who loved it more than you did.
Oh, sure.
Pretty good chance.
It's an excellent chance. His name is Bob Dullum. I don't know if you've seen the photos online or not. You can go to gizmodo.com.
The famous singer-songwriter?
Who?
What? What's his name?
Bob Dullum.
Dullum, sorry.
Yeah, that's Dylan.
It's a whole different person.
Wow, talking to him coming out. Was just...
Did you pull a muscle reaching for that one?
I actually did. I'm in a great deal of pain right now.
Bob Dullum has built his own Christian Bale-style Batmobile in his garage.
Really?
Spent
the new one?
$70,000 of his own money. Used press photos of the Bat-Tumbler, the Batmobile in the Christian Bale movies, as a guide. And his tumbler that he's built looks exactly like the real one and does everything that the one in the movie does.
Does it work?
Yes. Asshole.
Yes.
Does it have the motorcycle that comes apart?
No, he says he's working on the Batpod motorcycle next. That's his next project.
That's awesome.
It's got the giant double barrel wheels. It's got an afterburner that shoots out the back.
Wow.
Everything that that Batmobile does, his does as well.
Where does he live?
It doesn't say here where he lives.
He needs to get in a car chase.
Go to gizmodo.com. That'd be great. Yeah. See the Bat-Tumbler just hauling ass down the freeway. You can see the photos, but it's remarkable. The guy did it all by himself over the course of 2 years and spent $70,000 building it in his own garage. You could give me 20 years and $70 million and the plans.
Yeah.
For the thing, and I'd never be able to make it.
And the parts.
Yeah, and the parts.
The parts.
And the tools. And a staff of people to work on it with me. And I would never come up with it. I don't know how this guy does it. He must be some sort of mechanical genius.
With a lot of time and a lot of money on his hands.
Wife.
Yeah. A lot of focus. There's a 1966 Batmobile for auction on eBay.
That's great.
What do you think that's going to go for?
Well, right now the bidding's at $70,000.
How many do they make, Ralph?
There's tons of the replicas now. People just sort of make them and sell them.
Oh, I see.
Did you bid?
I have not been. Right. No, I don't have.
So this one wasn't on the show or anything.
No, no, this is a replica of the. Gotcha. They take they have a fiberglass body and they put it on top of like an old Lincoln chassis or something like that. And but it's all tricked out. Looks beautiful. And the listener sent me the link to the eBay Motors site where it's listed. Right now it's about $70,000, but I'm sure it's about a week left in the auction. It'll probably go for about $100,000.
Damn. You still thinking about it?
I surprisingly don't have $100,000to throw at a car right now. The whole two mortgage thing stuff going on, you know?
You should sell one of those houses.
Oh, thank you. I've been asking people, give me some good advice for what to do about this bad situation I'm in. And Kevin finally comes through for me.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It seems so obvious now.
Yeah.
Sell one of the homes.
That's what you should do.
Oh, I got to get on that.
That's what other people do.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Can't live in two houses, Ralph. It's just crazy what you're trying to do.
You guys are right. What was I thinking? Dumb. Joss Stone.
Yeah.
Is incredibly hot.
Yes.
The 21-year-old British R&B singer. Sings like a 40-year-old black woman.
She does. Joss Stone. It's amazing.
But looks like a 21-year-old girl.
She's beautiful. Put your tongue back in your mouth.
She got into a fight with her brother at a family baptism.
At a family baptism?
That's appropriate.
She was in church. She was to be the godmother to her half-brother's son. And cheesed off the family by arriving 30 minutes late. So she got into it with her half-brother. And then at one point, headbutted him in the face.
Yes!
I love her now more than ever.
Me too.
And no word yet on who her half-brother has chosen for the godmother. And
it's not her?
It's no longer.
Not the headbutter?
Joss Stone. I think once you headbutt a dude in a church, you lose your godmother rights. All right, I mentioned last hour I had a list from Star Magazine of the top Hollywood home wreckers.
Yep.
Yeah, great. This is a great story. Of course, it's spurred by the fact that Sienna Miller now has come forward and saying that she started her relationship with Balthazar Getty after he had already split from his wife.
Oh, sure.
They had been separated for months before they started their affair. So she claims she is not a homewrecker.
Okay.
She said she would never date a married man after the whole Jude Law debacle. Well, here's the thing, Sienna Miller. Balthazar Getty may have left his home, but he still was married to his wife. So technically you are dating a married guy.
With a 10-month-old.
Yeah,
that's
with four
kids.
That's
the part that really gets me.
Claire Danes had an affair with Billy Crudup when he was with his girlfriend Mary Louise Parker and she was 7 months pregnant with his son.
Ouch. Bad form.
That's a good homewrecker right there.
Yeah.
Abby Cornish fooled around with Ryan Phillippe on the set of their movie Stop Loss while he was still married to Reese Witherspoon. They got divorced shortly thereafter. Of course, legendarily, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Sure.
Were attracted to each other on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith while he was married to Jennifer Aniston, but they never acted on it until he left Jennifer Aniston.
That's sure. Their story, and they're sticking to it.
Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott cheated on their respective spouses with each other while they were both married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Claiming they were each other's soulmate. That's a convenient out, by the way. I had no choice. She's my soulmate.
What are you going to do?
She's Tori Spelling. Tori Spelling is nobody's soulmate, by the way.
She has no soul.
That's right. Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah. Danny
Motor. She was sleeping with a cameraman named Danny Motor while he was still married to his wife, Vera. And Anne Heche, of course, was cheating with her Men in Trees co-star James Tupper, and they both ended up divorcing their respective spouses as well. So the great thing about Hollywood is the rules just don't apply. You can just do whatever you like, and it's magical. Aaron Eckhart, one of my favorite actors in the news, still doing interviews regarding his role in The Dark Knight as Harvey Dent, Two-Face, says that the first question he asks when someone asks him to do a movie is not, what is the role like? Can I read the script? Where does it shoot? How much does it pay? His first question is, who's the girl? He wants to know who his female co-star will be.
That's pretty honest.
That's my boy. You go, Aaron.
And he did Batman?
How dare you, sir?
Nice!
How dare you?
Just saying.
What's wrong with you?
That's pretty strong, by the way.
I got some bad news for people, especially fans of The Hills.
Uh-oh.
There's a story circulating that The Hills may not be an actual documentary.
How dare you suggest that?
Reality TV may not be as real as we all think. Apparently, Lauren Conrad was shooting a scene while she was driving her car on Sunset Boulevard recently. But here's the thing. She wasn't actually driving the car, nor was the car actually moving.
What?
The car apparently was on a trailer and was being towed by a truck. And they were shooting her with lights and boom microphones and everything in the scene. And they were just shooting her while she pretended to drive behind the wheel and do her dialogue with her friend she was talking to in the car.
Really?
Yes. So she can't even talk and drive at the same time, apparently. So they put her on a tow bar and say, okay, you just move the wheel like you're eight and you're pretending to drive daddy's car.
That's awesome.
We'll just shoot you through the windshield. So I'm just saying, the hills may not be as real as we actually were led to believe. Could it be true?
Why are you bad, America?
Today's celebrity birthday is Dustin Hoffman. He's 71 years old today. Yeah. Oscar-winning actor.
Screech.
No, Dustin Diamond. It was Screech. Dustin Hoffman.
My bad.
Very different.
Is an Oscar-winning actor, 71. You may know him from Rain Man, Tootsie.
Sure.
Many, many feature films.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely not Screech. Yeah, definitely. That is a makepsychomikestop.com. Just in case you missed that website. Larry Wilcox from Chips. He was John of Punch and John is 61. Really? Because of Wilcox? Really? He's 61 years old today. Guitarist The Edge of U2 is 47. Cool Moe Dee is 46. Tom Linton, who was the guitarist for Jimmy Eat World, celebrates his 33rd birthday. And Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Legendary singer Scott Stapp. Woo!
Of course, asshole.
Of course, creator of the Stapp Infection, which we've all heard so much about.
I think that's Steph.
He is 37.
I don't think that's the same thing.
He's 35 years old.
I think it may be Staff.
I think it's Staff, actually.
Staff.
Not Steph. She had a different infection, but she took some penicillin, and Steph's better now, so
good.
It's okay. Scott Stapp is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
The big day in Beijing has come. Opening ceremonies, the Parade of Nations, the Olympic Games will begin. President Bush is there in his capacity as chief cheerleader. Well, that's how he started in college.
I'm not exactly sure what to say to you. Start with, God, I love our country, and I love what we stand for.
It'll be voluntary. Critics contend there's too much testing pressure already, and that the College Board's simply trying to keep up with rival ACT, which already offers an 8th grade assessment test.
Back on track, a sales tax for transit. County Supervisor Knobby says he doesn't want it, but it'd be easier to kill it on the ballot than keep it off. Dodgers 4, Cards 1, Beaches 78, Valleys 98. It's 68 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
Well, these Olympics just sneaked up on me. I got to tell you, I never, ever saw this coming. All of a sudden, I turn on the TV today and it's here. It's already here. Why didn't NBC promote it at all over the last year and a half?
That was my favorite. It was like 2 years ago when they started running the commercials.
We have Bob Dylan, and as you know, he does his, what's it called, Bob? Your theme radio?
Country Time Happy Hour, Theme Time Lemonade Show.
Theme Time Radio Hour, that's right, on satellite. And explain for folks who have never heard the show or heard us talk to you about it, how it works, Mr. Dylan.
Well, I think it's done everything. It's done about the sound, history, and it's been a while again. It's good everything with all this is behind it.
All right, so that's clear to everybody now. What's the theme for this week's show?
This week's theme, Bart.
Bob? Bart?
Bart.
Balls.
Barb.
Bart.
Barb.
Bart.
Brett Favre.
Bart.
Spores.
Say it again.
Spores.
S'mores.
Bart.
S'mores.
Smart.
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 Bart.
Smart.
Bart.
Boa.
Boards?
Bart.
Boards.
Boards.
What's your theme?
Boards.
Boards?
Boards.
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 Boars.
Boards.
Yes, Lisa, that's his theme.
That's helpful, Lisa. Thank you.
That's what it sounded like.
Spell it. Spell it.
N-B-O-R-D-A.
Did that help you?
No.
Boards.
Oh, sports!
Sports!
You've been saying sports this whole time?
All right, I know it's sports now. It still doesn't sound like that's what you're saying.
Sports.
Okay, I got it. Sports. Okay. So these are songs about sports that you play together. That's the theme of this week's show.
Okay.
All right. Got
it. What kind of songs do you have this week,
Bob? How about this one?
Rocky, sure.
That doesn't sound like the words at all, Bob.
You don't sing with those on the air, though, Bob.
Yeah, have catchy time sing-along hour, theme show, happy days.
Okay. All right, well, that's one of the great sports movie themes of all time, theme from Rocky. That makes a lot of sense, sure.
Here's another great one.
You hear that one at stadiums a lot.
Hey, Bob,
song's over. Clip's over, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They do play that at a lot of sporting events. Kind of gets the crowd energized.
Yeah, and the guy did it like little children.
That's true.
Yeah.
That I heard.
Yeah.
And here's the song. It's good. It's over. You've got the old girl, but everything it goes dry.
Sure.
Another one they play at the stadiums, but I can't see Bob Dylan playing this on his show.
Bob, that song doesn't have lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, how are you singing along with it?
Okay.
I
used to be a Laker girl.
You used to be a Laker girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back at Paul Abdul.
Okay.
Yeah. How about this one? I am the tiger, feeling the height, feeling up to the thing in the rainbow.
Sure, from the other Rocky movie.
You know, Bob, for people who don't know those lyrics, you make it unlistenable.
Thank you.
You can't understand a word that you're saying.
Oh, what is that sound? Don't say the word.
What?
What?
Oh, never mind. No. And my favorite, this is a great one.
Sure.
We are the danger. We are the danger. No time to lose. We are the danger.
Are you trying to sing well, Bob? Is that the best you've got in you?
I do sing well. I'm famous. Sing a song lately.
Right. He's a famous singer. Yeah. Okay. All right, we got to go.
Thank you, Bob.
You all ready for this?
We'll talk all things sports with our friend Petros Papadakis coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. How ticked do you think EA is, by the way, that Madden goes on sale, the Madden football game for 2009 goes on sale Monday, with Brett Favre on the cover wearing a Green Bay Packers jersey?
That's awesome.
Outdated before it even hits the street.
We had a long conversation yesterday in the office about it. Are they going to try and
change it?
They just leave it because it's kind of a collector's thing? I don't know what they do. It's already outdated before it even goes on sale.
Yeah, that's awful.
And they can't, I mean, obviously they can't change it before it goes on sale Monday. I mean, they're printed up. They're ready to go. They're in a warehouse somewhere preparing to, you know, be shipped to Best Buy or something. So it's too late. But
maybe
it
the
is
new
pretty,
ones. Maybe if they're it,
yeah,
starting
yeah,
to Yeah,
maybe the next batch. It is pretty hysterical, though, because we've talked so much about the curse over the years, about all the players, and it's happened, you know, so many times that it doesn't seem like it can be a coincidence how many players are on the front of that that box, and then they get hurt or something bad happens to them. And then we thought, well, they went the safe route this year. They picked Brett Favre. He's already retired. Nothing could go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about Brett and Manny and Olympics and everything else with Petros coming up after 8 o'clock.
First, though, we're about to make somebody's day, I think.
During the grand prize drawing, everybody that won tickets, you got to see the Foo Fighters at the Love Ride on October 26th at the Pomona Fairplex.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to give away a brand new Harley and a chance to ride with the band.
That is tickets pretty awesome.
Tickets go on sale for that show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, by the way. What the hell is this?
Ring back?
Is this the worst ring back ever?
Yes.
Whoever you are, dude, you're lucky because you win, but change that.
At the tone.
Well done. That is a well done.
When you have finished
that is
recording.
Quality.
That is high quality.
Press 1 for more options.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well.
Hmm. Hey, Michael, Varbel, first of all, change that ringback tone. That is pathetic.
That's hideous. Unless the goal is to have nobody ever call you because it sucks so hard, in which case, keep it.
You qualified for a grand prize, and you won the grand prize,
Woo!
And you're not there. You got a new 2008 Harley Sportster 883 low, and what's funny about this is that you have to be 18 to win.
Yeah.
I believe he turned 18 last week.
Dude.
So lucky.
18 last week.
Wow.
Well, look, if we can't trust you to put an appropriate ringback tone on your phone, I don't know how we can trust you to ride a freaking Harley. But
good point.
It's yours, and you're going to be riding it with Foo Fighters, so well done.
And if they find out about that ringback tone, they won't be happy either, dude. So do the right thing. Kill yourself. I mean, change it. Change it is what I mean. And thanks for playing.
I want to thank K-Rock listener Ross, by the way, who bills himself as our other black listener for the update. We were talking a minute ago about what EA is going to be doing about the Madden 2009 football game coming out on Monday night at midnight.
Because Brett Favre's on the cover, yeah.
Brett Favre's on the cover wearing a Packers jersey. Apparently, they are releasing a downloadable patch that will adjust the game and will result in Brett being the starting QB of the Jets instead of Green Bay. So apparently, that's the type of thing that they can correct as they go.
Wow.
Well, they do offer updates a lot with that game. And it's easier for them, I would guess, to update him as a player in the game than it is on the cover, which is just artwork. That
exactly. They're releasing a free downloadable update to the game with Favre as a Jet. So I think that's awesome. I'm sure they had a meeting. They were scrambling as this happened so close to the deadline. But we'll tell you more about what's new with Madden 09 coming up next week on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, Afro Line on the air for you, 323-520-AFRO. That's the number.
Yesterday, we spent a lot of the day talking about the worst songs ever because there was a list out by Spinner.com. I'm an AOL radio, and here's the list that they came up with.
My heart will go on then. Ever me, and I'm a
I'm 260 for my shirt.
I am one.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this.
It's the worst song of all time.
It's like radio in hell right there, what we're listening to.
Yeah, so that was their top 10, and then we took calls all day yesterday, and they continue to pour in throughout the day of the worst songs that have ever been recorded.
Video Kill the Radio Star. That song's gay by the Buggles or the whatever they're called.
Video Kill the Radio Star.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Mm.
One man's trash is another man's gold. Is that what they say?
My lovely lady lumps.
My lovely little lumps. Check it out.
That is pretty bad.
That's a pretty bad song. Although it was saved for me by the Alanis Morissette cover. Now I actually laugh when I hear it.
History is not going to judge that song well.
No.
I'm guessing.
The Pina Colada song. Do I have to say any more?
If you like Pina Coladas, get caught in the rain.
But that song has such a turn because it was his own lovely lady.
Right. He didn't know that. He had no idea.
I hate that song.
Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
History is not going to judge Limp Bizkit well.
A lot of that rap rock from that era, when was that, about 10 years ago or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
A lot of that stuff, it's hard to believe now, was as popular as it was, but it definitely was a movement for a minute.
And I thought that was their best song out of all of them. Nookie's the one that Mike's been complaining about for a week.
If you happen to catch Break Stuff, the video on one of the music shows, look for Stryker.
Is he in it?
He makes a huge appearance.
The double Dutch bus. I would rather have battery acid dripped into my ear. It is such a horrible effing song.
Sometimes when you're jump roping, though, nothing else will do.
But how did that ever happen?
It's pretty awful.
How did it ever get done? And then how did someone go, yes, let's put it out?
Like a lot of people had to say okay in order for that record to be made.
The worst song ever is Daddy Yankee X. Stupid Gasolina song. Ella le gusta la gasolina. Dame más
gasolina. Me encanta la gasolina. That is one of those songs that you heard it once 5 years ago and you still have nightmares about it. That is true. It does definitely, it's got an earworm. There's no question.
Anything by Creed.
History will not judge Creed well.
That song, by the way, if you weren't listening yesterday, was on the list of the worst songs of all time that we were quoting from Spinner.com. I think that was number 12. So apparently a lot of support for that one.
MacArthur Park, something about leaving some stupid cake in the rain.
This song really is one that people point to as the worst lyrics of all time, and it doesn't make any sense, and you probably haven't heard it. But
what the hell is that?
Someone let the cake out in the rain. She doesn't think she can take it.
I remember I heard that song for years and years and always thought there must be some deep meaning to it that I just didn't get, that there was a story, and if I were smarter, I could figure it out. And then a few years ago, I read an interview with Jimmy Webb, the great songwriter who wrote that, and he said, nope, doesn't mean anything. Just words that sounded good together.
Oh, someone let the cake out in the rain?
It's not a metaphor. It's not a story. There's
F
no
him.
Secret veiled. It's just words that I thought sounded good.
F him.
Men without hats. We can dance if we want to. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Isn't it gay that I still kind of like that song? I don't think that should be on the worst list.
Yeah, I think it's okay. And somewhere Richard Blade is weeping right now, hearing someone suggest it's bad.
Here's a song for you. Kelly Osbourne, shut up. I got a better idea. Why don't you shut up, bitch?
I like that she says in the midst of that, she's sick of all the noise. That's good.
Lean like a cholo by a kilo. Lean like a cholo.
I don't think history will be kind to that one.
I can't hear that without thinking of Mike's parody, though.
Yeah, me either.
The worst song ever has to be The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles.
Great choice. Yeah, why don't you just walk 1,000, dude? Why do you have to walk 500 and 500 more?
That is an inexplicable number one record, that Proclaimer song. Unbelievable.
You guys totally forgot to mention the Venga Boys and that stupid Venga Bus song. The Venga Bus is coming, everybody's
jumping, New York to San Francisco. That stupid song that I don't even know the words to will be going through my head all day. There's a special place in hell for those songs that get stuck in your head.
Any Bjork song.
She's an acquired taste, I think.
I do love her. I know a lot of people don't, though.
Worst song ever. Also made your gayest list. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go from Wham. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me
hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you... Come on, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Don't leave me hanging like a yo-yo.
How can you not
You went to see... did you see George Michael when he was here a couple of months ago?
No, but my wife did.
Does he even do that song anymore? I think he's even turned his back on Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Too gay? Too gay for him?
Any song from Clay Aiken. Because he's a homo! I whisper your name when I'm asleep,
oh girl. Maybe it's the look you get in your eyes. I don't think his homosexuality has anything to do with his bad music. It's just bad music because he makes bad music.
Dare you. I am launching an official protest to that caller right now.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody thought of this, but Mr. Boombastic, I think that's what the song's called by Shaggy. Fantastic. Put me on my box, she says
I'm Mr. Boom. Yeah, Shaggy had a long run of really bad songs for a while.
Yeah, how about Marky Mark and the Goddamn Bunch? Good Vibration. Strictly Hip Hop, boy. I ain't singing this, bringing this to the entire nation.
Is that one of those things that his friends will never let him, live down?
Oh, I'm sure.
They mock him all the time.
He's absolutely embarrassed by it. There's no question.
Yeah.
How bizarre, how bizarre. How stupid.
How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Yeah, those are all good choices.
I think that's another one on the list, and aren't many of them that K-Rock played, but that's one of them.
Yeah, we did our share of damage.
Sure. We contributed.
Proud to have done that. 7:41, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz be next.
The funniest movie of 2008 is here. Pineapple Express.
Thug Life.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Bean.
Mm-hmm.
This is God.
Oh.
You're my favorite talk show host in all the world.
Wow, okay, good. Thank you.
That's fantastic news.
That
wow,
is great.
I really appreciate
God
that.
God would get a better recording studio.
I wasn't aware of that.
Better microphone, maybe?
God would have better equipment. Hey, he recorded that without a recording studio, though. That's pretty impressive. Our friend Petros Papadakis joins us just after 8 o'clock on K-Rock here this morning. First, though, Ralph is here. It's Friday morning. Must mean it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Just a heads up for those of you who usually expect the Showbiz Beat at this time. We have such a full show today, we had a bump. One of the showbiz beats, and we're doing the movie beat here. But in an hour, I'll be bringing you all the latest and greatest in showbiz news. In the meanwhile, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. No, that's what I do on Mondays. Let's take a look at the new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Elegy opens today in limited release. It is based on the famous book by Philip Roth.
Oh, Elegy. I've read it many times.
He's an upper Philip Roth.
Yeah, he's a good time.
Oh, wait, I've never heard of him.
It's about a professor, a college professor, whose world gets rocked by an affair with one of his students. Ben Kingsley plays the professor in this filmed version of the book. The sexy student who awakens his sexual desire and possessiveness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Penelope Cruz.
Yay!
And by all accounts, she is way booby in this.
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
Just boobs everywhere. Shows a lot
Fantastic.
Of boobs. Boobs, boobs, boobs. Penelope Cruz boobs. Cruz boobs.
That's all you need to know.
Cruz boobs.
Well, you need
nice
Penelope.
Melons.
They were Cruz's boobs for a while.
They were. And now there's Penelope's once again. Yeah. And now they're Javier Bardem's.
Yes.
Oh. Friendo.
Here's a scene from the film where Penelope is talking to Ben Kingsley about the intricate nature of their relationship.
You spend your whole life going through relationships without ever really bonding with anyone. So at least I would like to know who I am for you. The fact that you are jealous and possessive doesn't help me at all. Even little kids are jealous of their toys until they get tired of them and want new ones. So is that how it's going to be between us two?
Even little kids get jealous of their toys until they're bored with them. Is that how it's going to be with Penelope Cruz and Ben Kingsley?
Let the romance begin.
You're going to have to watch and see. Elegy. In a limited release today. Hello, Sisterhood of the Magical Pants.
The Travel.
The Travel. Traveling Pants.
Two.
Here's the sequel to a movie that no one wanted to see a sequel to, except Lisa.
Except all the girls who love those books.
And her friends.
Yeah.
It is the return of America Ferrera, Alexis Bledel, Amber Tamblyn, Blake Lively. They all reprise their roles thanks to lead pipe lock cinch contract that forces them all to come back to do another one. They have to, yeah.
Ralph, forgive my ignorance here, but I'm still unclear as to what the traveling pants are. Is it something that the girls wear?
Yes, they're pants.
And it allows them to do...
Are you familiar with the word pants, right?
Yes,
you got that
yes, I am.
Of it. So
but
it is something
I don't understand.
That they wear, yes, it's
but
pants.
But they put them on, and then what happens to them?
Magical
are they transported to a magical time?
Or happen to them, no.
Time travel?
No, not time
what?
Travel.
The traveling is the pants going from one girl to the other.
Yes. So it's only one pair. It's
and
not like
all,
pair.
Four girls
a
share
brand.
A pair of pants.
Okay.
And when they wear them, wonderful things happen.
Magical things happen.
So one of them wears the pants and then something good happens.
Yes.
And then she takes them off, gives them to someone else, and then something good happens to her?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's a retarded idea for a book.
Lisa.
Book series, by the way. It's not one book. It's like 27 books.
You've read or seen the movie?
I saw the first one.
Do they reference at all the fact that America Ferrera wears the same pants as the rest of the girls?
No.
They just happen to fit?
They just all look really
the
good on all
The pants are
of them.
Magical.
Yes.
They go from a 42 waist for America Ferrera all the way down to a 0 for Blake Lively.
Yeah. And they fit well on all of them.
And she doesn't say, how do these fit? Oh, my God.
They're magic. They're magic pants, Mike. The pants are magic.
You know what? She might have made a comment about it was amazing that they fit her, too.
Because they're magic.
Now that I think about it.
What's
wrong
with
you people?
But, you
know, what are you going to do? They fit.
All right, what happens in the new film, then?
This is the sequel, by the way, is based on book 4 of the series, not book 2. So don't get your hopes up.
Okay. What if we didn't read 2 or 3 or 1?
All I know is in every theater where they show this movie, the concession stands have tampons. That's all I know. You can get you can get popcorn, a large soda, some Vagisil, and a box of tampons.
That's right
where they put the junior mints. Then there's normally like tampons. Here's a scene from a movie that no one cares about Amber Tamblyn talking about how relationships are so hard in her life, blah, 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 blah.
I suck at relationships. Should have been a guy.
Nah, a guy wouldn't worry about sucking at relationships.
You know what the problem is? The problem is every time I try to get close to somebody, it's like there's something out there that just says, oh, Tibby's about to be happy. You better get her.
All right.
Wow. Whiny girls, even better than regular girls.
That sounds
it's not for you.
It's not for you.
Yes, I think.
Now, Lisa, based on what you know about the series and the first movie, will she put on the magical pants and then she'll meet some hot guy and the relationship will be great?
It's a pretty good guess.
She'll be happy.
Apparently, the magic of the pants is every time one of the girls puts the pants on, some dude gets into them. That's the magic of the pants.
Okay.
The pants come with a penis.
All right.
Later.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Hellride opens today in limited release as well. This is a sort of a B-movie, revenge, violent biker film. Starring Dennis Hopper and Michael Madsen. Here's a... nobody plays crazy and vicious and violent better than Dennis Hopper, by the way.
Yeah,
he's crazy. Here's a scene where Hopper has a run-in with 6 Feet Under's Eric Balfour.
Ladies are not welcome except on ladies' night.
We gotta sit down with the Sixers.
Sixers ain't here.
Well, I gotta take a piss. Well, the ladies' room is closed except for ladies' night. You give me your colors, you little piss.
What are you gonna do with these 8 other little piss when I don't?
Well, I'm gonna wine them and dine them. I'm gonna show them Paris.
I don't know what that means. Okay. It sounds crazy.
He does.
See, the ladies' room is closed. Call him a lady right in front of the other bikers.
No, he didn't.
Bad things are going to happen there in Hellride. And lastly, Pineapple Express, which opened on Wednesday.
Now you're talking.
The movie of the weekend. Seth Rogen plays a stoner who witnesses a corrupt cop commit a murder. Then he and his dealer buddy, James Franco, have to hit the road and attempt to outrun a squad of police officers who want them dead. That's all. Here's the... a scene which is very funny between James Franco as the drug dealer and Seth Rogen as his client.
What the f*** is this thing?
Ah, cross joint.
Yeah.
Never smoked one of those?
You can smoke this?
Oh, yeah, man.
No.
This is the future. This is like the apex of the vortex of joint engineering. What you do is you light all three ends at the same time.
Really?
And then the smoke converges, creating a trifecta of joint smoking power. This is it, man. This is what your grandchildren are going to be smoking.
It's a great cast besides those two guys. You also have Gary Cole, who I love.
Great.
Who Kevin doesn't know who that is. Amber Heard, hottie.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat that. Bill Hader's also in it.
I love her. Amber Heard's the most beautiful woman in the world. She's going to be the lead in my film. I'm going to see it twice today.
And Rosie Perez. Which,
what?
Whoa. The name you probably haven't heard from
a well,
long
a good
time.
Movie.
What just
Come
happened?
On.
What's the matter? Don't you like Rosa Perez?
No.
Why don't you like her?
Way to kill an erection, Ralph. Wow. Thanks.
She plays a bad cop in the film. It's Superbad's Raunchier Big Brother, they're calling it. So you can check out Pineapple Express already in theaters. And I'm guessing that'll be number one this weekend.
I would certainly think so.
You think anything's going to be
Batman.
Dark Knight? I think Dark Knight will finally tumble from the number one
spot. I think it will. I think Pineapple Express made $12 million on its first day on Wednesday, by the way. That movie's going to be a juggernaut.
All right.
Fantastic.
You heard it from Bean. And he smokes the cross joint.
So he does.
You got to know he knows what he's talking about.
Known for that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
is not...
kidding me?
Yeah.
What is Petros wearing?
Yeah. That is not sexy.
Oh, my God.
You like that?
That is not sexy.
Yeah. Oh, you love it, brother.
It's
taste.
It's the beauty of Europe. K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ. Are you wearing just a swimsuit, P, or what is that?
You know that I'm just back from Greece. Just back. Monday, yeah. I returned.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
And I didn't want to look like a freaking tourist, you know, in some board shorts, like a punk ass in Europe. Why you look so mad, Kevin?
I'm not at all.
You're feeling it.
He's
come
a little
on,
bit
you're feeling
on
it.
Right now.
That's why.
I was asked to model this for you guys.
I'm uncomfortable with your sexiness.
When I got to Athens, yes. The first thing I did, I said, look, I'm not going to be a douchebag tourist. They hate Americans in Europe now. I'm not going to be one of them dudes. I'm not going to be in some billabong board shorts walking around the beach.
So you put that on?
Well, so I went to the most famous street, like the Melrose of Athens, Hermes Street, named for the great winged-footed god Hermes.
Sure.
I got this swimsuit, this, you know, sausage-packing ball hugger, and I was pretty proud. I showed up at the beach. And all the Greeks are in board shorts.
Well, look at you, you idiot. Everybody here now, billabong quicksilver.
And I'm sitting here in these stupid Baywatch, Pam Anderson, CJ nut huggers.
Yeah.
And so I figured I might as well wear them here.
That fabric,
do you want extra sausage?
The fabric could not be thinner.
In Greece, we call it a lucanico. That's the sausage.
Then I guess you won't be needing this sausage. Okay, they always bring up clips from my porn movie to embarrass me. Now, Petros, I understand the story of why you bought the suit, and it's a very funny story that you tell about your time on vacation, but you've been back for 5 days now.
And I've worn this thing 4 days. I have been in this swimsuit.
Nicely done.
And I feel great. I feel liberated. I feel fantastic.
Being naked in public, isn't it?
I feel kind of free, you know? I feel uninhibited. I feel like...
Sure.
I feel the wind rush by my body, you know, when I walk through the radio station and shock people and frighten
you feel
salespeople.
Everyone looking at you.
HR calling up. I mean, it's just a great feeling to be in these shorts.
Now, when you saw everybody else had board shorts, you didn't go back and change.
I didn't bring the board shorts.
But they sell them.
But right? Not my size. Not a 250-pound man. You've been to Europe? Those people are small.
No, I have not.
Those people, you've never been to Europe?
Well, I haven't shopped for...
Wait, have you been to Europe?
I have been to Europe,
okay.
Yes.
You have your plane take you there, like... to lunch in Paris or
that's
whatever
what
you want to do.
Yeah.
Hey, P, let me ask you this.
Washington's going to suck this year. That's all, Bean. I'm sorry.
No. That
was terrible.
Did I hear correctly that the reason you were in Greece is because you were showing off the fiancé that you wanted to meet your family back home before you guys got married?
The only family we had back there, because my sister got married, that's why we went, and I brought my fiancé. The only family we had back there was this guy named Krondos, who has... Literally, you know, like the guy in South Park that talked like he had that thing.
He has a throat.
So
box?
He shows up at my sister's wedding. This
it's
dude just out of the hills, like out of the wormholes, like a complete and total hillbilly. This dude shows up. Our family, like our relative. Last time I saw him, I was 5. He still had the damn machine, and he lowered me into a freaking well. I don't know why.
Nice.
Terrified me, and I was attacked by an owl also. So I don't have
I'm
good
having
memories.
A lot of trouble following this
I don't
story.
Have good memories of this guy, this one family member we have left in Greece. So we're sitting there. We're at the wedding. I mean, my sister's getting married. No one can understand anything that's going on. There's tourists walking in the church lighting candles. You know, my sister's like, oh, my God, these six-year-old kids are throwing rice at her head, like, in the middle of the ceremony.
Excellent.
I mean, it was absolute chaos. And this guy's going...
I wish I had one of those...
I was like, Jesus Christ! and my fiance's looking at me like, you want to get married in Greece? Are you kidding me?
This is that
place
your plan?
Is completely... Well, it was.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No, it was nice for my sister, but I'm not sure what we're going to do. God, this thing's itchy.
Pete, were you uncomfortable?
Every day I haven't washed it.
Were you uncomfortable sitting in the church wearing a swimsuit, though? That must have been a little awkward.
Sitting means they had to have pews.
Oh.
You just stand there and wear
really?
It. You wear the funk of 40,000 years like the Michael Jackson video. I mean, it's disgusting. But Europe's changed a little bit. I mean, people are wearing deodorant. They really are.
Really?
Oh, congratulations.
Like everybody under 40, thank you. Thank you. And
how
I congratulated Greece on our show. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, people don't smell as bad. Things don't smell as bad.
What changed? How did they...
The euro. The euro.
The euro made them...
I think the euro, or in Greece we call it the euro, it unified Europe, and it just became more sophisticated. People became more sophisticated, and hence, deodorant, and people following the rules of the road now.
Wow.
That never happened
That's
before.
That's huge.
And it used to be, you know... it used to be you could just walk across the street and they speed up and try to kill you. And sure. then if they kill you and the cop comes and he's their friend and they talk, and then everybody leaves. And somebody's dead.
I feel like I've been to Athens just having this conversation.
And also, they have new cabs from the Olympics.
New cabs?
New beautiful cabs.
What did your fiancé think of the old country? Did she enjoy it?
She loved it. I mean, I spent enough money, for God's sakes. Am I being paid for this today? Because I need it.
No.
I need it bad, man. I mean, I spent it all out there.
Did you bring any other clothes?
Other than this here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I'm just rolling like this today.
All right.
This is what we've got to deal with the next half
hour. I came 40 minutes early and just had my sack on Ralph's lap the whole time in the office.
Nothing makes him happier.
You like that psycho, Mike, don't you, brother?
Yeah.
Hey, and I lost a little weight, huh? And I got kind of a tan?
Kind of,
everybody's
yeah.
pretty geeked
yeah.
about this? Yeah. Feeling pretty good about this? Yeah? Yeah?
Pete,
you want me to flex it out for you?
I do.
Have you been doing your AM show wearing this outfit all week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice.
Poor money.
I'm just excited. Oh, poor money. Are you kidding me? The guy that pulls his sack out and like puts it on people. I mean, that's what he does the whole time while people are trying to talk. You guys know.
He didn't
yeah,
really
we know.
Do that to
yeah,
me.
We do.
So
guy's
much.
Married with three kids. Acts like a frat boy.
He was good around you, Lisa. But
yeah, he was.
Not around Pete.
All right, listen. Petros is here. We've got a lot
I
of topics.
We're going to talk about sports.
We are. We got a lot of topics. I think we have. It's only 8:12. I think we have time to cover one topic before we take a break and come back and then cover some more.
Sure.
Why don't we start with Brett Favre, since I saw his press conference last night where he talked about how he gave everything he had to Green Bay.
And his Wrangler, in his redneck Riviera tuxedo, Wrangler t-shirt and Jets hat.
Yep, he sure was. But now he's looking forward to the new chapter. He said, he's happy to be there. Of course, he didn't play last night. What do you make of the way this whole thing came down, the way this whole thing was handled?
You know, what
are your thoughts, Pete?
I can't tell you. At first, I thought Brett Favre was being a little bitch. And then I thought, well, you know what? The Packers aren't treating him with the respect that he deserves. But overall, I think everybody's kind of to blame in the way that it was handled. It was a very difficult situation for the Packers to be in. I mean, since 2002, this guy's been going back and forth.
After every season.
Yeah. And at a certain point, you just have to throw down your arms and say, look, we can't continue to do this. I mean, you could do it with a safety or Michael Strahan, a D lineman. But when a guy's a quarterback in the face of the franchise and maybe the best that ever played, you just can't do that. You can't go back and forth year in and year out. And I don't blame Favre either. I think the real deep down part of it, because the Jets aren't going to be good. Favre's going to get beaten up out there. It's going to be the story of the year if they're good or if they're mediocre or if they're awful. He's going to be in New York and he's going to be like Mickey Mantle out there, you know, a country boy in New York dealing with the media. And I just think he's a guy that can't reconcile life without looking through a face mask. And I think it's getting sad. Now, I can never tell anybody when to start or when to stop playing football. It's a brutal sport. A guy like Brett Favre cannot get out of bed. 32-year-old guys that play in the NFL have a hard time getting out of bed every day. They go through a lot of pain, and they get paid well for it. But that being said, this Brett Favre, I think he gets home to the Redneck Riviera, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he stares at his wife, and he wears his Wranglers, and he has his pickup games with his friends, and he just can't imagine not looking through a face mask during the football season. Yeah. And because of that, it's going to be a pride-swallowing siege for the Jets. He's still a baller, but the Jets don't really have big-time playmakers for him to distribute the ball to. Plus, they have a different system. I mean, this is too technical for Kevin and Bean, but it's a completely different offense. It was all words in Green Bay, and the Jets is all numbers.
Oh,
so
good.
He's going to have to, like, you know, flip the script on himself. At that age, you know, he's kind of an old dog. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm just over it. You
His deal with Green Bay, though, is really bizarre because if he plays a certain amount of the season, then Green Bay gets a...
The deal is very complex.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
They get a fourth-round pick, and then if he plays 50% of the season, they get a third-round pick.
That's more of an MQ as opposed to a PQ, Matt question, as opposed to Petros. I mean, the contract
But if he
situation.
Wins the Super Bowl, they get like a... Three first-round draft picks
there's
or something.
Incentives.
It's crazy.
And if they trade him to an NFC North team, then they end up having to give up like three draft picks or something ridiculous like that. But
it's very complex.
I don't know how it's going to play out. I just know it is the story of the NFL regardless of anything else that happens this year.
Let me ask you this. At the end of the season or whenever
I can't believe
Brett
I'm wearing
Favre
this swimsuit
retires again. At the end of the season, will he regret coming out of retirement this time and playing for the Jets? Is he going to one day look back and go, I should have just left it the way it was in Green Bay and gone out a hero?
I thought his legacy was tainted since 2002. I mean, since he's been doing this. And you know what? What is a tainted legacy? I mean, I don't even know what that means. You know what I'm saying? So the guy wants to play ball and somebody wants to pay play ball. I don't care. I didn't care seeing Joe Montana in a Chiefs uni. I didn't care seeing Roger Craig with the Vikings. I didn't care seeing Joe Namath, even though I didn't see him, but seeing Joe Namath or Johnny Unitas with the Chargers, you know, these ridiculous. O.J. Simpson finished his career with the 49ers.
It's a footnote to the career that we'll remember, which is that he's a Packer.
Yeah, he's a Packer. He's a legend. But, you know, one player, and this goes for the Lakers and Kevin's beloved Kobe or anybody else, no one player is bigger than a franchise. It's just no one is. I mean, Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi were both involved with the Packers organization. I mean, he will be remembered fondly, but everybody's got to move on. You can't play forever.
Well, when you think of Montana, you think 49ers.
Right. But he balled with the Chiefs. Yep. I mean, he had a good couple years. Marcus Allen, same thing. You know, you think of a Raider, Marcus Allen, but he went to the Chiefs and balled out too. So different guys do different things, and I can never fault a guy for doing what he wants because the NFL is a business, and like that, your career can be over. Now, Favre is a freak. He's lived a charmed life. He's never missed a game. I mean, he is a freak.
That's crazy.
But in one moment, in a split second, you can be, you know, crippled. And believe me, I know.
How's their offensive line?
The Packers?
No, the Jets.
The Jets, I have no idea. Why would
you? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Can they protect them? They're young, pretty good, but I don't know. I mean, can they protect them? They have to have a run game. They have to have balance. They have to have people they can get the ball to. I mean, they have Brett Favre as their quarterback, so they got a better chance, but they're not a Super Bowl team. They're not, maybe probably not even a playoff team.
You know what's interesting? It's kind of a bigger issue than just Brett Favre, though, is probably most of the players that do professional sports don't have a plan for after they retire. You're lucky if you end up being a Brett Favre because you can live off endorsements and appearances the rest of your life. But most of those guys, their career ends when they're 28 or 30 or whatever it is.
Most of them got nothing. The career ends when they're 24, 23. I mean, it's worse than that. And the crazy part of it is, I mean, when you play football and you do that every day and that is your life, you look through that face mask and you take those hits and your body is conditioned to do that stuff, you do have an invincibility complex. I had it in college. You know, you feel like you can jump over a car.
Swimsuits.
You know, if somebody says something to you, you want to turn them into a Pez dispenser. I mean, you have this rage and this anger. And most of the guys that I know in the NFL, you know, they might be 30 years old, playing 9 years, they're millionaires, but they act like, you know, like really pumped up high school kids, you know, because they're just rich and they play a brutal sport that wouldn't exist in a perfect world. So it's a very difficult thing. I always say in a perfect world, football wouldn't exist because I used to have this dream that I was playing before games. I would have a dream that I was in the collie and I was running the ball and I got tackled and my head flew off. Just flew right off. And the crowd just was like, yeah! Woo! And, you know, that's how the Roman Empire fell, you know? More and more need for desperate and bloody violence. And that's what the NFL and college football is. And God bless it, I make money off it.
We need to take a break. Petros is here, and we're not kidding. Let's send in Dave with the camera. Let's get a picture immediately of Pete.
I can't change now at the break.
To put up on the website. Are you kidding me?
Our listeners must see this outfit. Chili Peppers and I'll change?
Nope, sorry.
Give it away.
We will take a picture. We'll have it up at krock.com in 5 minutes. We'll talk more with Pete when we return to the world-famous K-Rock.
Thank God Petros Papadakis has put on some clothes.
Just the pants.
Now we can move on.
Just the pants. I'm still shirtless and jeans. And wait till you see those pictures Psycho Mike and I took.
Very sexy.
Yeah. Hey, King of Mexico, let us know. Buzz the studio the minute they're up at krock.com so our listeners can check out P and his package.
I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Psycho
Mike's got a hard body. I mean, he's got a hard body.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you really do it for me, brother.
Thanks, wow. All right, I'm in the wrong show right now.
You're bringing out the best in me.
Yeah, yeah, and those blood thinners you're taking to thin out your skin so your veins and your striations and your muscles that just pop out.
Should we pay for a date?
It's working for you.
I've destroyed about half my cardiac muscles, but it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Hey, y'all lovers.
Yeah, can we break it up for just
a second? All right. What do you guys want to talk about?
I was talking to somebody the other day, Petros. I don't know. This is going to be one of those questions that's going to be impossible for you to answer. And I'm having a lot of trouble getting a bead on how excited the average American is about the Olympics.
Do we care in general? No. And it's sad. And, you know, I talked about this yesterday. I just don't know how I'm going to be involved this year. You know, I mean, 4 years ago, I mean, we had what we have. We had Blackberries. We had text messaging. But now, I mean, everything's so instant to us in society. Everything's 24-hour sports networks. I mean, that's why our sports show is an entertainment show, because you can't just come on and give scores anymore. That stuff's on your freaking phone.
Right.
I mean, you can get all that stuff. So people want instant gratification. Now, I don't know if Beijing's a day behind, 2 days ahead, 4 days in the 1800s. I don't know.
It is 4 days in the 1800s.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know where, when, how any of this is happening. Am I watching something on tape delay? Can I find out what happened? When, I mean, when is the basketball team playing? When is the water polo team playing? We will not know. And NBC is going to only do some things in primetime, and then they're going to play some things live, and then there's Telemundo. It's like, the question is, I think, being that you're asking, is the average American, do we have the patience anymore as a society, because we're so involved with instant gratification, to be patient and sit there and watch this freaking thing for over 2 weeks? Now, I mean, there's nothing like a 100-meter final. Men's 100-meter final. We're going to watch it. You know, there's nothing like the volleyball girls, Misty and Kerry Walsh. But other than that, it's like basketball hadn't moved the needle since 92. Nobody cares about the freaking team. And they're not even that good. Greece beat them in the World Championships. Greece! Bunch of hairy dudes that smell that smoke at halftime. Greece beat Kobe Bryant and these people.
Yeah, but that was then. This is now, dude.
Well, we'll see what happens. But the point is, nobody cares. And nobody knows when it's on. And it's very difficult. And I'll tell you what.
Well,
if
I
that
mean, let me,
freaking
let me
Greek, you listen to me, Bean. If that freaking Greek, Bob Costas, is all smug this year and all sarcastic.
He does
and doesn't
a great
smile,
job.
You know what?
He does a great job.
He does such
Olympics.
A good job. Now he's just become a sarcastic a-hole. That's what he's become. I hope the
I
Red
have
Army
no idea what you're
marches
talking about.
On him if he is, you know, just give it to Lampley. Just make the
What's
Lampoon
the hate
do it.
For him?
But Costas thinks he's
People
better than the
him.
Olympics. He thinks he's better than the Olympics. All
That's
smug
ridiculous.
And sarcastic and flippant.
That's not true at all.
He
he's
needs
an
to
excellent
respect
broadcaster.
The sports of the Olympics.
What
he's
it?
All smug. You watch Costas. You, right. you remember what
I've
I
I've seen
I
him. I watched him a lot.
You watch. He's great. I'm not saying he's not. But with
he's
the Olympics
smug?
Now, oh, he thinks he's better. Now we're going out to archery.
He doesn't I mean, do yeah, that, Pete.
That
he doesn't.
So cool.
You're making it
you're
out of your mind.
He's 4'11".
That's true.
That is true.
All right, I'm sorry. Look, let me address one point that Petros made, and I think you're absolutely right. A lot has changed technologically in the last 4 years. And we do live in an instant society, you're right. And I, the further we get into the 21st century, the less tolerance I have for tape-delayed sports. I would rather it be live at 6 a.m. than tape-delayed in prime
time. Yeah, but you're
time.
A freak.
I really would.
But see, you're a freak. I mean, the society's but split on that.
People are working.
Society is split on that. And
But what I'm saying is, I mean, even forgetting the sports aspect of it, I mean, I'm less interested in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics tonight at 7 o'clock
now,
on
I talked
NBC.
To a guy
because it's already happened. I mean, it's not even live.
I talked to a guy at 30 Rock yesterday, a guy that's working the Olympics from New York, and he said Greece spent $28 million on their opening ceremony in Athens, and it was the most anybody spent. China spent $330 million on the opening ceremony. There is a 100-yard HD TV that projects things into the sky in the middle of the field. Shooting up.
Wow.
But here's my favorite thing.
$300 million. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But here's my favorite thing. They feel the need to somehow summarize their whole 5,000-year history in a half hour.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know,
because it's not possible.
It's ridiculous. The
it's
whole
absurd.
Thing's ridiculous.
The whole thing's absurd.
But I don't think the Olympics should be politicized. I don't think they should be in China. But in Greece, when the Olympics started, where I just came from, I mean, there'd be bloody wars between city-states like Argos and Athens and Sparta and all these different places, Ithaca. And every 4 years or whatever their timeline was, these dudes would drop the swords and go compete. With fig leaves on, and they'd wrestle each other naked, and no women were allowed. But it was wonderful competition, and that's the spirit of the games. And I think we should remember that. But again, it's like, you know, I do a sports show, and I don't really know how I'm going to cover it.
Well,
how to do it. I just don't know.
Here's the thing. There's 2,200 hours of live streaming online.
Yeah, it's impossible.
And there's 3,600 hours of total like coverage somehow.
Wow.
So I don't know.
I don't know how I'm going to cover it or how much people are going to care. I mean, am I going to take calls on Michael Phelps?
No.
You know, I mean, he's a great swimmer. Okay, he swims fast. I can still walk alongside the pool faster than he swims.
I don't think that's the point, but
I like the chick. I don't know what country she's from. I don't remember right now.
Well, that narrows it down.
South African or something like that, who has a leg missing. This is one of the swimmers who swims with her. She has her
really?
Leg cut off
one
below
leg?
The knee.
There's
yeah,
a joke
and she does
there.
Not use her. She does not use a prosthetic when she swims either.
Awesome.
See, that's the kind of human interest
she just
story.
Waves
that,
a stump.
Is she American?
No, she's not. I think she's South African.
You know
Africa.
What I do? I put a little propeller on the stump. Just let it ride. You know, one of those little fans, those
That's
hand fans.
That's a great idea. All right. We need to take another break. When we come back, we need to talk about Manny and the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, which has been a big, big story
Doyer.
Since the last time
I
we had
Doyer.
You. Yeah, Los Doyers are on fire right now.
Doyer.
And much more with our friend P when we return Doyer. After this on the World Famous Game.
We are sitting with Petros Papadakis, the guy who is going to introduce Good Charlotte at Madden Palooza.
This is the cruelty. You know, you guys are all a-holes. Because I used to think we were all friends.
Right,
you
but we're not.
And I used to do a little tiny cult show on a Korean station now.
Right.
And this guy, Matt Smith, was calling me all the time and come in and talk on K-Rock. And I came and, you know, you guys didn't want me. But then I came back and you guys warmed up to me. And I thought we had this great relationship. So I leave for Greece. And then I go to work with Matt Smith. And we see each other every day. And we're dear friends, and we have this show. And I leave for Greece, and I come back, and I'm happy, I'm tan, I got my swimsuit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Good Charlotte, put your hands together.
Yeah, Matt, guess what you're doing? guess what we got for you, brother? You're introducing a band. I was like, what band? My God, Bright Black Morning Light? Who am I doing? Rilo Kiley? Who do I get to introduce? Gossip? MIA,
the
terrorist?
Good Charlotte! Yeah, well, what do I
got? It's Good Charlotte. And if you've ever had that feeling where you feel like your insides are being flushed down the toilet, like when you watch your parents have sex or something accidentally.
Oh.
Better you see two people that are in love. It's Monday. It's at the Rose Bowl.
You know that.
And we'll be doing our show there. You know that. I believe I'll be introducing Good Charlotte. There's also
Paris
another band.
And Nicole will probably be there, you know.
Good Charlotte. There's a band called Airborne, which is like the healthiest band in the world. They never get sick.
Okay.
They are the most.
That's something to hang your hat on, isn't it?
See the joke there, Kevin?
Did you get it?
No.
You didn't get it. All right. And Busta Rhymes, old Busta Rhymes of Hoo-Ha!
Put
I got
your hands
you all
on
in
me.
Check. He's going to be there, too. So we're doing our show from there. What is going to be cool? It's Madden Palooza. The new video game's coming out. Of course, everybody's got a boner. And I'm not a video game guy anymore, so I can't really say that I'm super interested in the game, but the people that are there, you know, Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott, Junior Seau, Andre Reed, just great football players from the past. Awesome
That'll
dudes.
Be a fun show. That'll
Jamal
be fun.
Anderson, fun people to talk to. A lot of the guys were on Pros vs. Joe's, so we'll have a good time out there. With Good Charlotte, with Benji and Joel.
With Good Charlotte.
Wow. Petros Papadakis is here, of course. He's talking about his AM 570 show on Monday afternoon. But you have to go to krock.com right now. Click on the main Kevin and Bean page and see this photo that we just put up. It was taken by Dave, the King of Mexico, about 10 minutes ago. And it's P wearing his little Speedo, mounting Psycho Mike. And Mike is so enjoying it.
Oh, no one's ever been happier. Psycho Mike. No one has ever been happier.
It's a great picture, Pete.
I was worried, and I'm not kidding, you know. I was worried being pressed up on him for that long.
Something might happen. You might have to explain it.
Something might go down, you know what I mean? You know, things happen sometimes, you know. You just can't explain it. You know, you wake up and something happens.
Something might go up.
Yeah, you know.
You never know,
hey, I'm Greek. You know, just got back from freaking Greece.
While you were gone, the Dodgers made an acquisition at the trade deadline, a young player out of Boston named Manny Ramirez.
Yes, Man Ram. Psycho Mike's favorite nickname. Man Ram. Yeah, that was kind of funny because I got off the plane and Monday morning and was driving in to do the show because I got delayed and they were like, hey, guess what?
That's like, bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a big move. It hasn't helped tremendously. I mean, they're still a 500 mediocre team in the worst division in baseball, but the guy coming here is just electric. The honeymoon is still in full swing. He had another home run, I think, yesterday. He's probably going to hit 7 tonight if they're playing. There's a whole giant thing revolving around his hair and how Joe Torre makes him want to cut his giant dreadlocks, which look freaking ridiculous. But
he should cut that. He's way too old a man to try to pull off a hairstyle.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Know, if he keeps hitting home runs, he's going to be able to do what he wants.
If you hit home runs, you can grow whatever hair you want.
It's exciting because the Dodgers season was really just kind of like, you know, it was just powder out of a gun. You know, it was really, there wasn't a lot of fun in it, and there wasn't a lot of excitement, and the division's horrible. And, you know, it's still great to go to Dodger games, even if they suck, because you have that little wooden spoon and the malt.
Sure.
And then there's that guy that sells the malts that goes, if you get in this guy's section, it's better than introducing Good Charlotte. If you get in this guy's section, the guy that goes, malt, 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 love that guy. So the Dodgers are always fun, but this guy's an electric personality. He's a wild man. He's a complete freak. He helps their lineup tremendously.
Is he going to make them good enough to make the playoffs and go into go far? Maybe.
That's baseball.
In that division, probably.
Dudes, you know, and guys from the Dominican Republic. I mean, who knows? I mean, the baseball is so funny because all the white guys are just – They got to be the dumbest people that ever lived. The baseball the baseball guys that I grew up, I played at USC when their baseball team was great and they won a national championship, and I live with two baseball players. And you would never imagine these people. They stay out till 3 in the morning and then they can just go play because all they do is stand there.
Yeah.
They just stand there and chew things. And the culture of the sport is amazing. So you got all these white guys who chicks freaking love.
They bang nonstop,
chicks
too.
Freaking love.
Why?
Even all the way back to Mickey Mantle. What about Moose Marshall and Belinda Carlisle back in the day? I mean, chicks love white baseball players. And then you got all these dudes from the Dominican who are playing barefoot with milk cartons for gloves, and they show up and just start, you know, rocking in balls. I mean, it's just, it's the most crazy, weird sport in the world. But it's fun to be involved. And this guy makes it fun for L.A. At first, you know, Matt was saying, don't cut his hair. I was saying, well, cut your hair. You look stupid, just like Bean was saying. But now, I mean, he keeps hitting home runs. I mean, what are you going to do?
Who cares? Let me ask you one more Manny question before we're out of time.
Let the freak flag fly.
So many Boston fans were happy to see him go
because
of the bad attitude that he ended up bringing to the clubhouse.
Well, he choked out. They had this guy. Teams, professional teams and college teams, you know, big time sports teams with a lot of guys have travel secretaries and operations people, people that get the buses there, people that handle all these different things. I mean, it's a giant business.
Yeah, and no baseball players are checking their own luggage into the hotel.
No,
let's face
I guess
it.
Manny rolled up on this travel secretary for Boston earlier this year and was like, you know, last minute before the game, I need 200 tickets for this game. And the guy's like, oh, Manny, I can't do it. And Manny just grabbed the dude by the throat and choked him to the ground. So, I mean, the guy is a firecracker. I mean, he might throw Frank McCord off Chavez Ravine, you know? I mean, how awesome would that be, you know, if he just loses or punches Joe Torre in his big face? I mean, it might get crazy.
There's something to be said for craziness.
Truly, the Dodgers got him for nothing. Basically nothing. And they may have inherited somebody else's problem, but things weren't going that great anyway. Ned Coletti, you know, has the GM of the Dodgers. You know, his job is kind of very much in question right now. He's a great guy that wears alligator shoes, and you know, he's like a bada bing type of guy. So it's great to have him here. I think it's great. You know, who cares if he chokes somebody out or, you know,
gotcha. That'd be best case scenario.
Right, chop somebody in the Adam's apple.
Check out the photo, Kevin and Bean section, krock.com. See Petros in a Speedo humping Psycho Mike.
Am I done? Video.
Yes,
I love you guys. Thank you.
However, don't miss our friend Petros with Good Charlotte Monday afternoon.
You thought the picture with Psycho Mike was risque. Wait till you see me between Benji and Joel.
Doing the wobbly H?
Just finger cuffs, Petros.
This got ugly quick. Thank you, Petros.
Good Charlotte!
A little too locker room in here today with a nearly naked Petros, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Doesn't bother those of us who are secure in our sexuality.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
8:55, Lisa's got traffic Friday morning on K-Rock.
I do? I thought we were skipping.
We are. Thank you, Lisa.
You're not skipping traffic, though.
Did I just do traffic?
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Yeah, a half hour ago. Come on, Lisa. Get with the program.
Sorry. Go to Ralph.
Do your traffic.
Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
You lose.
Listen, you snooze, you lose.
Go ahead.
She's got to do it. It's like
she
some
doesn't have to do it.
I'll just do a couple of things. It's like some contractual agreement.
At least read the commercial.
Thank you, Ralph. No, I'll do this because this is important. On the 110 northbound transition to the East 91, they still have that closed down. That was a fatal accident with a motorcycle down. They've issued a sig alert now for the Hollywood Freeway, the 101 northbound at Vermont. They've closed down the right lane there with another injury crash with a motorcycle down.
Your traffic is bumming me out today.
I'm not dumb.
It's all negative.
Like three people die this
morning. Oh, bad.
Northbound 101 is backed up out of East LA, southbound is slow from Highland. Weekend weather, it's going to be clear in the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s at the beaches, mid 80s downtown, upper 80s and mid 90s in the valley. FlexYourPower.org reminds you to save energy, money, and the planet because the fight against global warming has just begun. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic. Thank you, Ralph.
So depending on where I go, it's going to be in the 70s, 80s, or 90s?
That's correct.
Is that what
pretty much LA.
That's what you've narrowed it down to for me?
But I told you where.
Thanks for all your help. I appreciate that. It will be a temperature today. Just say that.
Okay.
It always cracks me up that the news has weather forecast every day, even if it's the same as yesterday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here you don't really
just tell
it.
Us when it's a change.
When it's different.
Yeah. When it's going to rain, tell us that.
Well, then I'll never say
snows.
Anything.
Well, maybe there's something to that.
Okay. Congratulations to Jewel. She found a guy that looks past her teeth.
Oh.
Her longtime boyfriend, rodeo champion Ty Murray,
Yeehaw!
He and Julie eloped to the Bahamas on Thursday and got married in a private ceremony. Apparently, Jewel wore a traditional wedding gown.
Giddy up.
Ty wore his favorite blue jeans, white shirt, and a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he's a country F. That's why. He's a no goddamn good country mother effer.
Wait, I thought you liked cowboys.
Oh,
no, oh, that's
wait
right.
A
you
minute.
Hate them with all your being.
Ugh.
At least, though, he's a real cowboy. Yeah, it's not like he's does. Some... Not some guy from Chicago who's pretending to be a cowboy
it's
to
not,
sing country music.
John
I mean, he's
Bon
a real
Jovi.
Guy. Yeah,
screw him.
Exactly.
On a steel horse, he doesn't ride. He rides an actual horse, which
screw
is
him.
But yeah, country blows.
Yeah,
that's all I need to tell you. By the way, Ty Murray's name has been thrown into the ring. People are speculating.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Well, apparently he may be one of the new contestants on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, great! Now we're going to start guessing.
People are guessing.
Great.
Who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars? I think August 25th is the official announcement, so we still have still some time to wait.
I don't know if I can make it.
But people are saying there are leaks already saying that Kim Kardashian will be on hand. Ty Murray, as I mentioned. Toni Braxton, the singer who had to leave her Vegas nightclub show because she had an erratic heart.
She's going to dance.
Her heart wasn't strong enough for her to sing, but apparently she can do the rumba. And have her aorta explode in front of a national audience, which will be great. Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins.
I'm sorry, who, Ralph?
Dan Marino. QB for the Miami Dolphins also. His name being bandied about. Mom Brady. Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch. And Lance Bass from NSYNC.
That's a bad show right there.
Could very well be.
What yes. That is.
But Dan Quayle, how about Vice President Dan Quayle? How would you like to see that? I'd like to see him dancing.
Well, nope. I don't watch the show, but that sounds interesting if he would fall, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
If somebody were to wipe out a lot, I think I'd be in.
Anyway, we'll know on the 25th, but that's what they're saying.
It is shocking as you read the list of those celebrities that that's the number one show on television when it airs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the minority, my friends.
Congratulations to Clay Aiken.
What was that noise?
What's going on with Clay?
Clay is a dad.
Please.
Oh, really? The 50-year-old woman that Clay Aiken donated sperm to had the baby this morning at an undisclosed location.
Lucky kid.
Clay Aiken is now the proud father of a bouncing baby boy named Parker Foster Aiken.
Screw him.
The original name of Ooh, My Nuts Are Aiken was passed over, sadly. Apparently, Aiken was there for the birth, and when he saw the baby's umbilical cord, he went, ooh! And then realized it was just the umbilical cord.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Momentary confusion there for Clay. He got very excited for a moment. What do you know? Morgan Freeman's okay. He was released from the hospital yesterday, and in a statement said, I'm doing very well. I feel real good. I want to thank the staff of the Elvis Presley Hospital in Memphis.
Thank God.
And many, many thanks to my many well-wishers. It's great to know that people care about you. So,
thank
Morgan,
God.
What would he need him for?
Come on, Morgan Freeman.
That's mean.
It's the man. Lucius Fox. Gives Batman all those cool toys.
He does.
And let's not forget, he drove Miss Daisy.
Thank you, Ralph.
40 years ago. Bernie Mac, however, not in great shape. The comedian remains hospitalized in Chicago. He's been in the hospital for pneumonia since the beginning of the month.
Wow.
They say he's in stable condition, is responding well to treatment, but may stay there for an additional few weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
There have been several tabloid stories saying he was near death, but his people are denying that. In a related story, Kurt Cobain's publicist says he is getting better as well. So that's all you need to know. And Shia LaBeouf may pay for the rest of his life for the accident he got into a while back under the influence. Star Magazine says there's a potential that he may lose his left pinky finger because his hand was so damaged in the accident. I hope that's not the case. That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Because you need your pinky.
I don't think you really do.
No, I guess you don't.
No.
You don't
I was thinking, pinky you're going to lose something.
Might as well be a
pinky's
pinky.
Not the worst. Yeah.
And Lauren Conrad in the news. responding to the fact that people are speculating that The Hills may not be a documentary.
How dare they suggest that?
She was spotted recently filming a driving scene for The Hills, and the interesting part was the car wasn't actually moving, nor was she actually driving. The car was up on a trailer, and they had a camera crew that was shooting her through the windshield with boom microphones as they drove the car around on the back of the trailer, leading some to believe the program may be more of a scripted show than an actual documentary about Lauren's life.
If you are really interested in The Hills, there's an interesting cover story this week on Entertainment Weekly. Lauren Conrad is on the cover of the magazine. They talk about how that show is put together, and it really is fascinating. They have a conference call with the kids on the weekend saying, all right, where are you going to be this week? And they go, well, we're thinking of going to Ledoux Tuesday night at 8. Okay. And then the producers go ahead of time and light it and rope off seating for them. And the whole thing is just choreographed. It's some sort of weird heightened reality.
Hideous.
You read that whole article, did you?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I did too. Why?
It's actually very interesting to hear about how it's put together.
Kevin couldn't get through a whole article.
No.
On any topic.
Also in this Entertainment Weekly, interesting article, interview with Matt Kennedy Gould, who was Joe Schmo in the Joe Schmo Show.
Oh, right.
The show I did where we suckered a guy into believing he was on a reality TV show, but in the truth,
that was
just
great.
He was the only one on the show who didn't know that it was a reality show, right?
Yeah. So they interviewed him, you know, where are they now kind of piece, and he said he wishes he had never done the show and he hates us.
Really?
It's pretty
More
sad.
Or less.
Why? Why?
Because we made him feel dumb, and so he took all his prize money and sat in his parents' basement and smoked a lot of pot.
Well, that's just dumb then. He is dumb.
But he's better off now because he's lost all the money and he's moved on and he's married and he has a real job now and he wishes he had never done it. So, sorry.
Way to go, Ralph. Ruined his life.
I felt kind of bummed when I read that.
He wasn't complaining at the time when you gave him like a $100,000 check at the end of the thing, was
he? No, not at all. But apparently he smoked it. He smoked the check. Yeah,
well,
the check and smoked it.
Well, that Pineapple Express can be expensive.
We didn't
man.
Tell him to do that.
You did not.
No.
That's true.
And I know I'm running late, but I want to say this is an interesting story. Congratulations to Katy Perry.
Oh.
Who has been number one on the Billboard's Hot Single chart for the seventh week in a row this week. Number one song in America for the seventh week in a row.
That's pretty good.
Her album has been released by Capitol Records. The last time an artist did that for Capitol Records, have 7 weeks in a row at number one, was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles in 1964.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. It's the last time Capitol Records has had a number one single. She's still got a way to go. For 7 weeks, yeah. She's still got a way to go to top the all-time number one record.
Which is what?
Which is Mariah Carey.
Really? Which
with,
song?
With
Like It Matters.
With Boys to Men,
Boys
right?
To
the
Man.
One Sweet Day.
And One Sweet Day. 16 weeks in a row at number one. So she's still got a ways to go, but congratulations to Katy Perry. Pretty interesting achievement.
It's the girl.
That's right. That's correct. The name of that song is Rodney. You're very helpful. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tom Linton of Jimmy Eat World is 33 years old today. Scott Stapp. He used to be a singer, didn't he?
He used to be
an asshole.
Come on.
Sort of, yeah.
He's a 35. Cool Moe D.
Yeah.
Bass. How low can you go?
46 years old today. The Edge of U2 turns 47. Ricky Rocket of Poison is also 47.
Word.
The drummer for Poison. He's a wanker. Larry Wilcox of Chips.
The other one.
Who played John of Ponch and John on that show is 61. And Dustin Hoffman, actor extraordinaire, turned 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. That song's not the tiniest bit annoying. I don't know what everyone's talking about. Well... finally here, guys. 8808, the Olympics in Beijing, China. All the talk leading up to it has been, what about the air quality? What about the poor athletes that are out there running around in masks trying to perform at the top of their ability when they can barely breathe? What about them?
Aren't there Olympians that are not going because they're afraid of hurting themselves with the air?
How bad can it be? I did hear there were some guys who were dropping out. I mean, they, you know, you can complain all you want about the occasional poor air quality days in Los Angeles. It's nothing compared to a lot of cities around the world. Places like Mexico City where you can't even see the buildings that you're standing in front of, the air so bad. And, you know, Beijing's been working on this problem for the last year or so, trying to improve it, closing down factories, moving some factories further out of from the city. But
they just lay people off. They just go, you don't have a job. We need to close the factory. Yeah. The air's too bad.
That's exactly right, yeah. In case you're wondering, the short version of why that makes a big difference is in your blood, if you get carbon monoxide, you breathe in carbon monoxide, that makes less room for oxygen in your blood cells. So basically, you get winded faster, you can't operate as efficiently. So it's been a real, real problem for air quality over there, and we'll see how it plays out in the games. But one of the correspondents that's over covering it for Channel 4, because you know NBC's got the Olympic Games, is our old friend Doug Kriegel, who has trouble breathing here at home. Let's see how he's doing on the streets of Beijing right now as he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. Good morning, Doug. Doug? Is that you?
Yes, Kevin. It's me, Doug.
Oh, you were the wrong guy to send over there, Doug.
Hold on a second. Okay. Kevin and Pete, I'm here in the streets.
Do you have an oxygen tank?
As you said, Kevin, some athletes are refusing to come to Beijing because they're afraid of hurting themselves with the air.
Right? How's that working out for you, Doug? I'm sorry, what? Doug?
It's okay.
Doug, could you describe for us, since you're there on the street in Beijing, what's the air like there this morning?
Thick.
Thick.
Well, that's not what you want.
Is that good? Doug?
I can't.
Doug, we can't make out what you're saying, Screamer. I'm sorry.
I'm outside the bird's nest.
You're outside the bird's nest. That's where they're having the opening ceremony.
Beijing's National Stadium.
Okay. Do you need to come back, Doug?
It's barely visible.
You can barely see it? You're right outside it? Oh. Doug? Not easy to listen to. Mr. Kriegel?
Through the haze.
Doug, how bad do you think it's going to be for the athletes throughout the next 2 weeks who are going to have to compete in this?
Well, many.
Many experts
are concerned.
Are concerned.
The athletes. Athletes may have a hard time talking.
They have a hard time talking.
Two reporters. What are they doing in their interview?
Doug, I don't know that you're going to survive the length of the game. You can't live in that for 2 weeks. You can't breathe here. Doug?
Oh, help me. Jesus, God, help me.
Somebody get in there and airlift Doug out.
Damn it. I am coming down. Chuck Henry.
I can't hear you. You're going to Chuck E. Cheese?
Send Chuck Henry.
Okay.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You guys got to check out Prince's version of that Foo Fighter song, man. He does a really good job of it. All right, here's what we have for you this morning. A pair of tickets to Championship Off-Road Racing Saturday and Sunday, the 16th and 17th of August at the Fairplex in Pomona. For more information, go to COR, that's coreracing.com. That's what you get at 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin and Beans. What it do, nephew?
All right, let's begin with Brent in Pasadena. Good morning, Brent.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
I've never noticed Beans stutter before you ask a question, and it's really, really, really annoying.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean by stutter?
Someone, Psycho Mike, will you please choke him out for me?
Sure.
Did you not notice it before we started talking that way to make fun of him?
I had no clue, and now he does it every day.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I think I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
He just
I think he does it on purpose to annoy everyone.
I think he does everything for that reason.
Yeah.
He denies it, though. Steadfastly.
Thanks for the call, Brett. Let's go to Laura in HB. A little Bean love on the phone. It's certainly easy to go to the call where the guy hates me, but let's go to Laura and see what she has to say.
That is easier.
Hey, Laura.
Hello. What it do, nephew?
What it do,
baby boo?
Good morning.
Okay, I have this huge belly button fetish.
You have a what? You,
hey, time out. Time
slow
out.
Down.
Time out. Time out.
You have a belly button fetish.
Yes.
So belly buttons turn you on.
Oh, beyond belief.
Really?
No kidding.
Yes.
Beyond belief.
Yes, I love them. Oh, my God.
What do you love about them?
Oh, my God. There's so many different kinds out there. I'd love to see Lisa's.
Yeah, well.
Get in line.
Love for you to see it as well.
Do you prefer innies or outies, Laura?
Actually, if you've ever seen a half innie, half outie, that's the hottest.
That's the hottest.
Sounds like a drink at Starbucks.
So have you seen Beans on his website?
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
So
you're not turned on by my herniated umbilicus?
I don't want to have sex for like a week now.
Bean put a
and
picture.
This is a chick who digs belly buttons.
Yeah.
Wow. That hurts.
Yeah.
Well, it's not an attractive belly button, dude. But that's at least you got a super close-up of it.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
It is hideous.
Thanks for nothing, Laura. My my blog, stronglywordedletter.com, I put up a picture, and it looks like I have a malformed twin that never separated from me. I do have some sort of a weird growth coming out of the middle of my stomach that is unexplained.
We tried to convince him that maybe that's not good for on the web, but he will not listen to us. Anthony in Irvine, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Mm-hmm. All right, I got a question for Ralph.
Yes, sir.
Lucius, Morgan Freeman's character from Batman?
Lucius Fox, yes.
Is he going to be in the next Batman?
I believe he is. Why, have you heard something to the contrary?
No, I was just wondering because it seems like they were going to like get rid of that character because of the last scene where he goes, "I'm not going to be in this. I'm not going to be here if that computer's still here." And so I wasn't quite sure what was exactly happening with that.
But they destroyed that computer.
But Batman gives him the code word, the permission to destroy that database after they're done using it.
Okay.
When he typed in his name, that's what happened.
Yeah.
They may not let Morgan Freeman's character drive in the new movie, but
how
I think he'll do it.
How dare you, sir?
See what you did? Let's go to Gil in San Fernando. Good morning, Gil. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What did you do, nephew?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Hey, I was at the Vegas Strip like 2 months ago, and I saw Chris Angel being a douchebag that he is.
Yeah.
He was filming his show, and he was asking for directions to random people and showing them that he could pickpocket them.
Right.
And I noticed that he kept on taking out the same wallet. So I told my wife, I'm going to prove this guy's a douchebag. So I walk up to him, and he asks me directions, and he does the same trick. And he calls me back and he goes, "Sir, did you lose something?" I go, "No." And I bust out with my wallet. Nice trick, jackass.
No kidding.
So wait a minute. That one won't make the show.
So wait a minute. You're saying that he was just pulling out his own wallet every time and saying that he was pickpocketing them?
Yeah.
Huh.
So these two fruitcakes, they like go, they rush me and they make me sign this waiver or whatever. Of course, I signed a fake name so I could do this.
Nice.
Good for you. Like a non-disclosure thing?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I just adding on the douchiness that is Chris.
You did the right thing, Gil.
So he just palms a wallet and then pretends like he's picking somebody's pocket, and it's supposed to be impressive.
He's a douche.
Yeah.
And didn't he get, thank you for the call and thank you for the good work. Ralph, didn't he get some sort of insane contract for the Chris Angel Magic Show in Las Vegas? Like hundreds of millions of dollars,
Luxor
right?
gave him, I think, like $60 million or something to put his show there. They built a theater for him.
Who are these people that are fooled by him?
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
Listen, Vegas is the last bastion of magic. You can, nowhere else in the world can you be a successful magician except for Vegas. For some reason, that town draws the kind of people who are willing to spend money to go watch a guy do magic tricks.
Yeah! And he does that.
Actually, that guy.
And you go, all right.
Remember when he was floating above the Luxor Pyramid through magic? Remember that?
Oh, yeah,
he was floating in the beam of light that comes out the top?
That's what that's from.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's close with Mike in Gardena. He's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling. What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew? Yeah!
No. Well, I take one call when you can take one call too many.
I was just coming to name drop CB Electric and see what's going on with you guys today. How's the day going?
Are you on meth?
And hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Baby, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you single?
Yeah. I mean, I'm dating someone, but I'm not married.
I'm glad your boyfriend likes to hear that.
Well,
I'm saying I'll bang anybody.
She'll make an exception for you, though, Mike.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she totally would.
Yeah.
Mike, what are you up to today? What's going on?
Well, we got this guy at my work here. I work for C&D Electric based out of Anaheim. And this guy, I don't understand what's up with Hispanic people and happen to say Holmes. Like, all I hear from him all day long is, hey, what's that, Holmes? And it just, you know, gets super annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like how we say dude all the time. It's not meant to be offensive or anything. It's just a figure of speech. It's just conversation, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, but he does it all day long. And you guys should have a clip about the way that people talk, you know? We say dude, black people say dog, and, you know, Mexicans say homsis.
Okay.
Well, I think you did the segment. Thank you.
There
well,
you
for most Latinos, it's based on the popular Latin literary character Sherlock Holmes. That's where it comes from.
That's true. A lot of people don't realize the origin of that.
That's right. True. Sir Arthur Conan Gonzalez wrote those books.
All right. It's interesting to me that Mike, of all people, with what little we know about him, is complaining about someone else being annoying at work. That's fascinating to me. I want to thank our special guest, the almost naked Petros Papadakis, for joining us today. You can hear him weekday afternoons at AM 570 with his friend Matt Money Smith. By the way, if you were not listening earlier, P showed up in a Speedo, basically, just wearing a tiny little bathing suit and nothing else. Yeah. We have pictures and video up at KRock.com if you want to check that out from this morning. But I'm warning you, your eyes will burn afterward and you will never get the image out of your mind. Also, he wasn't on the show today, but our old friend Frank Caliendo, the man of a thousand voices, he does John Madden for us and so many other great voices on Mad TV and on Frank TV. He'll be appearing at the Grove of Anaheim on East Catella Avenue starting tonight at 8 o'clock, groveofanaheim.com. Very, very funny stand-up, dude. You ought to check it out if you don't have plans.
Monday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have, you're not going to believe this, but there used to be a gay boulevard. Used to be.
A street called Gay
yes.
Boulevard, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Had to be changed, though.
What?
Because
where was this?
There's a priest or a minister someplace that objected to the fact that the boulevard was gay. So they had to have it changed.
Changed to Little Boy Boulevard?
I don't know.
That guy.
Yeah.
What do you need him for?
That's true. Also, smallest deal breakers on Monday's show. Love that.
Okay.
Harvey Levin will be on Monday's show talking about all the celebrity news and gossip over the weekend. And we'll talk about Madden NFL 09, which comes out Monday at midnight.
The curse.
The curse.
Now, Kevin, will you have highlights of tonight's opening Olympic ceremony? Because frankly don't have the 20 hours that it'll take to watch it tonight.
I am fascinated by the badness of these opening ceremonies. I love the fact that they try to encapsulate not only the 5,000 years or half 6,000 years of their history, but all of the world's history all into like 30 minutes.
What time does it start?
And it always comes out poorly. I don't know, 7:30. Mm. Football game.
You mean gems like this from the last Olympics?
The Central African Republic is located in Central Africa.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that until we saw the ceremony last time.
That's good stuff right there. So,
Eagles Steelers 4:30 today.
Two more football games 7 o'clock tonight.
Don't matter.
So happy.
They don't matter.
Go Eagles! Eagles!
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Does anybody have any drugs?
Don't bogart the joint, my friend.
The best tonic is chronic.
Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Does it smell pot?
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about to quit.
You got any weed?
And I need another hit.
The always lovely Cat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about the Killers doing Shadow Play, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Offspring, Incubus, Linkin Park, and more straight ahead right here on K-Rock.
Roll. 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 Another one.
How stoned are you two?
Just like the other one.
Really? You're on the pot.
This one seems to be out.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Kevin, I'm really proud of you.
Everyone get out right now. Come on, let's go. Party's over.
Crap, that's the end.
They came to party and they were disappointed.
We're all done. Go away. Go away!
I'll see you in the morning. Thank you. Good night. Make it work. Carry on. Holla at your boy.
I don't deserve this.
I don't deserve this.